embryonic stem cells. It involves injecting DNA from a skin cell into an unfertilized egg. Scientists say it's an important step in stem cell research. It seems like the Occupy Wall Street movement is growing. New York City police say they arrested more than two dozen people Wednesday, and the demonstrations are spreading to a few other cities. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
Merriman, I am a millionaire.
Oh, you should cheer up, Mr. Fernwell.
I'm a millionaire because my paycheck had three extra zeros.
Sorry, sir. I had a temporary doing payroll.
Not Bob from Accountemps?
No, sir. I tried some new agency.
Call Accountemps. They know what we need and will match us with a skilled professional.
I'll call Bob from Accountemps, sir, right after I cash my paycheck.
You?
Call Accountemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Accountemps, a Robert Half Company.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We won't just sell you a few cans of oil. No, we'll sell you a 5-plus quart jug of Valvoline conventional motor oil for just $13.99 after $7 mail-in rebate. Then we'll throw in a Purolator Classic oil filter free. If wrestling a live bear would help us get you a better deal, we'd do it while wearing salmon cologne. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
Pre-rebate price $20.99. See store for details.
Apple's first day without its co-founder brings up a stack of questions. Perhaps the biggest, is there anyone at the company who can think different to the extent Steve Jobs did? Analysts tell Reuters Apple soon may find a greater level of competition than it has seen in at least a decade. That's because while Apple innovated, so many of its rivals simply followed. Now any interruption in the steady stream of new ideas can give Apple's competitors opportunity to narrow the gap. German Chancellor Merkel's call this week for Europe to infuse more cash in the continent's banking systems continues going over well in stock markets around the world. Major indexes in Tokyo, Frankfurt, Paris, and London all have risen more than 1% again today. Hopeful signs for U.S. stock indicators as well. S&P futures rising 7 points, NASDAQ futures up 12, Dow futures up 80. Economic hope is heating up the petro pit. In early trades, oil futures are up $1 to $80.50 a barrel. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
They employ much of the world's workforce, contribute a great deal to the global GDP. Look out your window and you'll see a bunch of them, building, collaborating, innovating. Some call them mid-sized businesses, but there's nothing mid about them. They're engines, and we'd like to introduce them to you. IBM and the Good Company Project are proud to present some of the most inspired mid-sized companies and their business partners, helping to build a smarter planet. Get to know these engines by visiting facebook.com/midmarketIBM. Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
So, you want to lease this new space for your business. Looks like it's set up for about 50 employees, but right now you only have 19. I'm just curious, what are you going to do with the rest of the space?
I'll grow it.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Right now, the Home Depot has 10% off appliances of $397 or more, plus free haul away and delivery that's really free on brands like GE, Maytag, and LG. So it's never been easier to get appliances that are more dependable, more energy efficient, and yes, shiny. An upgraded kitchen or laundry room starts with 10% off appliances. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through October 12th, U.S. only. See store for details.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We won't just sell you a few cans of oil. Oh, no. We'll sell you a 5-plus quart jug of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a Purolator Classic oil filter. All for just $13.99 after $7 mail-in rebate. Think licking a stamp isn't worth $7? Well, go have another Chablis on your private yacht, money pants. Service is our best part.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
Progressive. Favoring or advocating progress, change, improvement, or reform, as opposed to wishing to maintain things as they are. Conservative. dispose to preserve existing conditions or institutions, or to restore traditional ones, and to limit change. First Shift with Tony Tribbiano. A rational path to follow in order to forge ahead, allowing for deliberate advancement and a way forward that benefits the entirety of society while allowing a difference of opinion. Well, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. Now, here's Tony Tribbiano.
And good morning, everybody. It is a Thursday and an exciting day. We got to hold on till 8 p.m. this evening for my Detroit Tigers to play the last in a 5-game series that they will win. We'll get to that in a moment. And we can start talking, you know, again about the next round. But we got to get through a lot of stuff before we get to the end of the day today. I'm okay with that. Oh, I'm waking up still. I don't know why. I'm having a little bit of a time shaking the cobwebs out this morning, but happy to be with you. There's no question that's true. We've got some great stuff to get to you today. And let me just quickly share what that is. The Reverend Rich Peacock will be joining us just after 7 o'clock this morning. It seems unfathomable, but we have now been in Afghanistan for 10 years. And it's time to bring our troops home, and there's a demonstration planned for tomorrow. And actually, you know, it may actually be planned for today. Anyway, we're gonna talk with the Reverend Rich Peacock about that march in Royal Oak and how you can get involved, show your support for the troops, and at the same time, your displeasure with our government for continuing to maintain a presence where we are no longer needed. And the 8 o'clock, actually at 7:30, Senator Debbie Stabenow will be with us. You know, I mentioned the story quickly yesterday about the Chinese manipulating currency. Well, Senator Stabenow, like she is on so many important issues these days, is on the front lines of this battle, and she'll be with us to describe what it is that she's proposing the United States government do, and we'll look forward to that at 8 o'clock. David Hecker will be with us. Now, very quickly, you know, we had David Holtz on Thursdays at 8 o'clock. Well, he and David Hecker are going to rotate every other Thursday. I wanted to get David Hecker more hours. David Holtz was getting busier and busier, so I got to accomplish everything. I got both of them, more of one, less than the other, but I think it all averages out to be okay for us. So we're going to look forward to David Hecker today. So that's what we've got planned. And, of course, your comments, calls, questions, suggestions, all that stuff is always welcome.
Before you punch in for your first shift, here is the first word with Tony.
And our first word this morning is time. Time can be fleeting. It can be plentiful. It can be rare. Time is one of those things that often defines itself. There are how many opportunities where you've thought, if I could just have a little more time, or how many times have you said, oh, my God, I just have way too much time, like waiting for the playoff game this evening. But the reason that the first word today is time actually has something to do with the passing of Steve Jobs, which I'll talk about in the next segment. Not enough time. The man was brilliant. And when it comes to brilliance, do we ever have enough time with the people that have made such a difference in our lives, whether we realize it or not? So time is today's first word. And good morning, Mr. Radford. I hope all is well in your world. We are minus Todd today. I guess we can announce Todd's going to be leaving us at the end of next week. He is out today doing some training for his new job. I won't claim to pretend I know what that new job is. I guess I should, but I don't. Shame on me. And we'll have Todd fill us in on Monday. But Todd will be leaving us at the end of next week. Anthony will be, of course, taking over for Todd. And I think he's doing a fine job. So, you know, you might have a little more to do today, but it's all good, right?
No, are you kidding me? Anthony's got it down. He can take over what he's been doing and add Todd's role as well. So I have confidence in him.
All right. Well, good. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, just trying to wake up.
Yeah, what is it about this morning? I mean, it's not that I'm not awake. It's just like I'm not in my groove yet.
Oh, so it's you too? I thought it was just because I stayed up watching some baseball. You know, this postseason baseball stuff is going to kill me.
I did go to bed later than I normally do last night. And I don't know why I did that. You think at this point I'd learn my lesson. I'm worried about next Monday. You know, we got the Monday night football game now. You know, you're younger. You can handle it. I can't handle it, man. If I don't get at least 4 hours of sleep, I got a problem. So I got to figure out what I'm going to do about that.
Oh, yeah? So you plan on watching the entire thing? You're not going to DVR
No. Well, I wouldn't watch it if I DVR'd it anyway.
Yeah, I can't do that either. I'm not one to go back and watch it.
I have enough trouble doing it with regular TV shows, let alone a sporting event. Yeah, I'm just not a big fan of DVRing sporting events because eventually you find out. I mean, you're going to know what the score is anyway. And, I just don't. That's not my thing, but.
I think I will stay up for. It depends. Well, no, I can't. I was just going to say it depends on the score, but I can't do that either. Because the way they've been playing lately, even if it's 20 points down, you're still going to want to watch the entire thing.
Well, I'm sitting here thinking the game starts at 8:30, right?
Yeah.
That's my understanding. All right. So at least we're talking midnight. And there's no way I can do that. There's just no way. I can't go on 2¾ hours of sleep. There's just no way that happens. Not on a Monday.
Yeah, Tuesday's going to be rough.
Yeah, there's, you know, you're already a bitch enough as it is on Tuesdays. I don't, you know, this is going to make it worse for me. In fact, I think I'm going to just call in sick on Tuesday.
All right, Anthony will take over.
We'll just do a best of. If that's the biggest problem I have is whether or not I can stay up to watch Monday Night Football, my life is pretty darn good. Thank you very much. We do have a game to play. The Detroit Tigers have a game to play this evening. I sounded a little cocky in my opening because I am. I really believe that we're going to pull this one out. I'm being a fan now. That's all I'm being is a fan. I believe in my Tigers and I believe that they're going to be able to pull this out. And if they don't, they don't, and I'll live with it. But I got to tell you, the baseball season started before the show started. We started in May. The season starts in April. April in the D, of course. I love my Detroit Tigers, and I especially love April. I love the whole idea of baseball in April because the weather really isn't with us yet in April. I mean, we can still get snow and still kind of crappy weather. But baseball always makes me feel, anyway, doesn't matter what the temperature is outside, it always makes me feel like it's spring. So I dig April baseball a whole lot. And I don't even care if we do well. I'm just happy to have it back. And I will, you know, they start doing the preseason broadcasting on radio in January. They start talking about, you know, spring training in February. So I'm really into it. So... You know,
I can't stand that though. When they do the the spring training games, and they have Dan and Jim down there or whatever. I don't like the broadcast of those. I do, however. I went down not this spring but the previous one, and watched a couple of Tigers spring training games. Now those are a lot of fun being at the game, but hearing it, it's like these games don't count, and you guys mess up a lot. So I don't get behind that.
Who messes up about the announcers?
Yeah, they're getting rust off.
Well,
in the
winter. That's just it. You know, you got to give them a chance to get in the group.
Oh, that's fine. I'm just saying I don't want to listen.
Okay. Well, you don't have to.
And I don't.
And you don't. So anyway, we've got the 8 o'clock tonight. I don't know why the starting time is 8 o'clock, but it is. Because they were 8:27, so I don't know why we're at 8 o'clock. But it doesn't matter. As far as I'm concerned, it could be an afternoon game. I just need them to play it. I need them to win. The point I was going to make here as I rambled on and on is that if they don't win tonight, there will be, at least for a very short period of time, a hole. I mean, you know, we've been talking baseball every day now, you and I have, since May, and that'll go away. I mean, you know, yes, you're going to continue to watch baseball. I won't. I won't continue to watch the playoffs. I won't watch the World Series.
If the Tigers lose?
If the Tigers lose, right.
I was going to say, you better continue to watch the baseball if the Tigers are there.
Well, you know I will. I mean, that's
because they're your Tigers.
They're our Tigers.
Yep, that's right. They are.
I own them even when they don't do well.
All right, so far in this series, I said this the other day, every time going into the game, what you think is going to happen with the pitching hasn't happened. So I'm hoping that it's a good omen for tonight because people would assume, all right, they're back in Yankee Stadium. The rookie owned the Tigers the first time. Fister looked terrible the first time. So people would assume that same thing would happen. I would say, in that case, I would feel confident about the Tigers the second time around.
Then you don't want me to talk because I don't. I think that never mind.
Because you're going to be you're going to jinx it somehow.
Well, you know, I don't want to jinx it. I don't, you know, but I'm just saying. I think that Pfister's got his stuff figured out too.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If he was terrible the first time, and you expect, or the national media expects, the same results the second time around, that bodes well for the Tigers, I think.
Okay. I don't think the national media expects Pfister to not pitch well tonight.
Dang it!
Well, that's the problem. That's what I was. I didn't want to say it, but you kind of forced my hand on that one.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to come up with anything because I'm nervous. Game five is take winner take all. So you know you can say oh, I expect this and that, but anything can happen.
A
squirrel could run out in the middle of the plate.
God forbid, we wouldn't want that to happen, and that would make national news, wouldn't it? And I just think that there's a great opportunity. I think we certainly have the talent to do this. There's no reason why we can't and shouldn't win this game. But you know, you can also say the same thing for the Yankees, who has a lot of talent. There's no reason why they can't or shouldn't win the game. So let's play ball and may the better team win, which of course is my Detroit Tigers. All right, we're gonna take a quick break here. When we come back, of course, the passing of Steve Jobs is not something that we want to pass over. A significant loss to the world. Truly to the world. 888-552-3595. 888-552-3595. Tony at thetonyshow.org. That's Tony at thetonyshow.org. And on Twitter at Tony Truppiano. You're listening to 1310 WDTW. We'll be right back.
First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Jay, welcome to First Shift.
How you doing, Tony? Excellent show.
Frank, good morning.
You got a great show, by the way.
Tom, listening in Chicago.
You got a great show, Tony. You've been doing a great job. I've been listening to you since you came on the air, and good luck with it, and I hope you keep it going.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. Things here are looking good on the freeways right now with the one exception of some fog out there, so you will want to slow it down if you encounter that. Also, Woodward Avenue southbound is completely closed down at Oak Street, so keep an eye out for that. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service today, some dense fog this morning. Otherwise, mostly sunny, a high near 73 today. Tonight, some dense fog late once again, mostly clear, a low around 51. And then Friday, yes, fog once again in the morning, but sunny and a high in the upper 70s. Right now, it's foggy and 51 degrees at Detroit City Airport. More First Shift coming up after this.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important. Right now, get 30% off any copy and print orders of $30 or more. Visit staples.com or text Staples to 84444. Offer ends 11-12-11. Staples, that was easy.
Hi, Tony Truppiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Recently on First Shift.
Steve Cooper with the We Party Patriots. How important do you think social media is to organize labor today?
Incredibly important. I think you're seeing galvanized movements globally, and it's taken hold, obviously, in the States as well. The thing with social media is that it has to be a necessary component because you know that the next guy is doing it, and if he's not yet doing it, he's going to be doing it, so you want to make sure you beat him to that punch.
So that hashtag #OneU, when I put that at the end of a tweet, what does that do with regard to getting my message out to more people?
Well, the hashtags, they essentially act as a kind of filing cabinet within Twitter. You can now follow a sort of stream of union consciousness. And the key to that happening is everybody knowing where to gather, essentially where to meet and talk about this. We're trying to provide that sort of unique voice to get more and more people involved.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on 1310 WDTW.
I'm Peyton Manning. On the football field, I always have to prepare for the unexpected. My teammates and I train to think fast and be ready ahead of the game. You can be ready with the help of your local American Red Cross. The American Red Cross can help all of us prepare for life's emergencies. Take life-saving CPR or first aid courses. Make an emergency plan or learn how to build a disaster supplies kit. Contact the American Red Cross today.
Call 1-800-HELP-NOW or visit redcross.org to learn more.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hiller's, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support. Tony is back and wants to talk with you. Give him a call at 1-888-552-3595.
Welcome back to 22 minutes after 6 o'clock. Very sad news. I'm sure by now you have all heard that Apple founder and genius Steve Jobs passed away yesterday. After a lengthy illness with pancreatic cancer, in fact, he lived much longer than I thought he would. Pancreatic cancer is a particularly nasty form of cancer. Not that there's a nice one by any measure. But it ravaged him and took him from us. I want to say 2 months ago, maybe eight, 10 weeks ago, Newsweek did an amazing, maybe less than that, did an amazing retrospective on his career and his life. And it was fascinating. I read it with great fascination, especially to learn about his quote-unquote management style and his vision and how unusual he did things. He was not, by any stretch of the imagination, normal. And I don't mean that in a disparaging way at all. He was his own test market. He was his own focus group. He had this obvious gift to know what people wanted and what they didn't want. He wasn't afraid to risk a great deal, especially financially, and obviously was rewarded financially. And Apple Corporation is number two, only behind ExxonMobil. They have $350 billion in the bank. And I remember, Jeff, I don't know if you recall this, but during the debt ceiling debacle, as we were getting closer and closer to that infamous day, at one point the financial papers were actually printing that Apple Corporation had more money in the bank than the United States Treasury. I don't know if you remember me telling you that.
Yeah, I think I heard something like that before.
But it you know, his impact on society, whether it's through the Apple computer, the iPod, the iPad, the iPhone, everything he touched seemingly turned to beyond gold. He changed, literally changed the way we communicate with each other. He was the innovator of the smartphone. He understood computers in a way that, who would have thought that after the success, and who would have done what he did after the success of the Bill Gates, that Steve Jobs would have said, yeah, but I can do it better. And then he went out and did it. It's such a testimonial to his brilliance. You can certainly compare him to any great inventor, whether that be Benjamin Franklin or Thomas Alva Edison. Steve Jobs' name belongs in that category. His impact will be felt forever. There will never be a technology developed that will not have been somehow inspired or founded in the work that Steve Jobs did. And again, keeping in mind that he was his own focus group, and he knew what people wanted long before we knew what we wanted. That's the thing that just blows my mind. And in this day and age, where we can literally focus group ourselves to death. That businesses, you know, spend millions of dollars trying to figure out what it is us fickle consumers want. Steve Jobs threw all that to the wind and just decided to do it his way. And sure enough, his way most of the time ended up being the right way. The right way in a huge way. Think about the success of the iPhone itself. Just that one product. How many millions of those have been sold? How with any whisper that there is a new product coming from Apple creates an uproar. Just a whisper that it might be happening will send their stock climbing higher and higher and higher. Now, how they move forward, I don't know. I don't know how you do that, Jeff. I mean, think about having to take the new president, I think his name is Steve Cook. But think about the job that he has following Steve Jobs in the role as CEO of Apple, and again, I don't know that you can't replicate that. You can't replicate that genius. Groups of people can't replicate that genius. That's something that he was just born with, obviously.
Yeah, you just hope he set up some kind of structure or some. I mean, it sounds like he was, it was all him.
It was all him.
There was a lot of micromanaging.
No, there's some truth to that.
You really hope that the new CEO Tim Cook has something that he had learned, I guess, or he was watching, or he had his fingers in there, or he was, the apprenticeship was going on because. Yeah, you know, I wonder. It'll be interesting because this last announcement, October 4th, it was the first one I think with that that Jobs wasn't a part of, and that's when they were supposed to announce the new iPhone 5 is what the rumors were.
Right.
Instead, it was iPhone 4S, and it left a lot of people thinking, "Boy, that's it." And that, you know, that reaction was like, oh no, that's not your first reaction that you'd want when you're, you know, for your first announcement. And so it'll be interesting to see what the next announcement comes out of Apple, how it will be received by the people.
Well, you know, again, we know that they will continue to innovate to what level and at what pace. That is the question because Steve Jobs was a micromanager. He was known for his profanity-laden tirades. If he didn't like it, you didn't stay at Apple very long. Yet those in top management, Jeff, have been with him forever. So I think it's one of those things where you either got him or you didn't, and there was no in-between. And let's not forget that at one point, the Apple Board of Directors fired Steve Jobs, where he went off and then founded Pixar Studios, which has, of course, become wildly successful, and it changed animation. So everything that Steve Jobs has touched, even when it's an existing product like animation, he changes that with the Pixar Studios. And of course, that's another whole new genre. In fact, it was because of the success of Pixar Studios that the Academy Awards ended up designating a new award category. Think about that. Think about that he was even out of his field and creating a new paradigm in the way that field did something. Can you imagine? I just can't imagine having that kind of brilliance, that kind of talent. You have to wonder at some level, you know, if that was a burden on him. I don't know. I have no way of knowing that for sure. But it's just amazing to me. And I don't think we ever will know what we've lost because what was in his mind was in his mind. I don't know if any of this ends up on paper. I don't know how futuristic what they're working on at Apple is. But you got to hope that he got a lot of that stuff on paper because this guy's just a genius. No question it's true. So, blows my mind. And it's a very sad day. I was going to read some of the quotes from some of the more famous people in the world on his passing. Got to tell you, they were pretty lame. With the exception, well, even the presidents. I mean, they were all, hey, great guy, he's a genius, but nothing inspired me. So if you want to go check that out, go find it on your own. My only statement is you will be sorely missed by schmucks like me that just really dig your stuff. How's that?
I can remember when Microsoft was like the be-all, end-all. You needed to have Windows, and you needed to have Microsoft this and that, and Macintosh was what we grew up on in school. And suddenly, it was lame. Apple was stupid, and you couldn't do anything. Now it's like Microsoft is lame, and because of Steve Jobs, you know, everyone waits for the next iPad to come out.
Now, let's take a break. We'll come back and do more. 888-552-3595. We'll be back.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Things are looking good on the freeways right now. Just some light fog out there. Nothing that's going to slow you down a ton. Woodward Avenue southbound at Oak Avenue. That is currently closed because of accident investigation work. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service today, some dense fog early, otherwise mostly sunny. A high near 73 tonight. Again, some dense fog late, mostly clear, a low around 51. And then tomorrow, that fog will burn off once again, but the sun will come out and it's going to get up to 79 degrees. And that's the temperature and forecast for the entire weekend. Lots of sunshine. Temperatures in the upper 70s. Right now it's foggy and 51 degrees at Detroit City Airport. More First Shift after this.
Comedy Central's Stephen Colbert points out that political statements and even political facts these days don't have to be true. All they need, Colbert insists, is some element of truthiness. This seems to be the strategy of Texas Yeehaw Rick Perry. In presidential debates, he's shown that he's simply no good at getting his mind around true facts, so he makes up his own. For example, he was stung recently when other candidates charged that a lobbyist for Merck got him to mandate in 2007 that all Texas preteen girls be vaccinated with an anti-cancer drug, a drug that Merck just happens to sell. Uh-uh, the governor retorted. It was not the drug lobbyist that prompted his actions, but the heart-rending pleas of a cancer patient who had come into his office. I got lobbied by a 31-year-old young lady, Perry slapped back at his critics. How truthy. The lady was real, and she did visit with him in his office, but not before he issued his gubernatorial order on behalf of Merck. It was not until 3 weeks later that Perry first met her. So the assertion that he was motivated by humanitarian compassion is untrue, false, a fib, a lie. Perry's story is further stained by the actual fact that, as he was preparing to do this sweeping favor for Merck, the drug maker deposited a $5,000 campaign donation in his pocket. When this was brought up in another debate, Perry tightened into a purity pose and snapped that he was offended by the suggestion that he could be bought for $5,000. Perry thought this retort put the Merck issue to rest. But instead, it sounded as though he was setting a price floor for other corporate funders, signaling that maybe $6,000 would not offend him. This is Jim Hightower saying Perry needs to heed the advice of baseball great Ted Williams. If you don't think too good, don't think too much.
Hightower's commentary is brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown. From Wall Street to Washington, this monthly newsletter reveals who's doing what to whom and why. Check it out, HightowerLowdown.org.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family, and UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit ufcw.org or call 248-585-9671. Recently on First Shift.
Joining me now is State Representative Harvey Santana.
Welfare was never intended to become a lifestyle. Are there abuses? Absolutely. But my question to the other side was, if you know where the abuses are, then why aren't we talking about that? Why are we talking about cutting people off so callously? I mean, there was never even a lead-in time. It was October 1st. That's it. You're caught off.
First Shift with Tony Trivia on 1310 WDTW.
Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. And now, back to work with First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
We have breaking news tonight. Apple has just confirmed the sad news that its co-founder and former CEO, Steve Jobs,
has died. He was 56 years old. Steve Jobs battled pancreatic cancer and underwent a liver transplant in 2009. He stepped down as CEO in August after saying he was no longer able to fulfill his duties. In a statement this evening, Apple said, "Apple has lost a visionary and creative genius, and the world has lost an amazing human being. Those of us who have been fortunate enough to know and work with Steve have lost a dear friend and an inspiring mentor. Steve leaves behind a company that only he could have built, and his spirit will forever be the foundation of Apple." A statement from Apple's board of directors reads, "We are deeply saddened to announce that Steve Jobs passed away today. Steve's brilliance, passion, and energy were the sources of countless innovations that enrich and improve all of our lives. The world is immeasurably better because of Steve. His greatest love was for his wife, Laureen, and his family. Our hearts go out to them and to all who were touched by his extraordinary gifts."
And that, of course, Lawrence O'Donnell on MSNBC reporting the death of Steve Jobs, who, just an amazing, amazing human being, and quite a profound communicator in the process as well. Here's Steve Jobs at Stanford University giving the commencement address a few years ago, talking about, of all things, death.
"No one wants to die. Even people who want to go to heaven don't want to die to get there. And yet, death is the destination we all share. No one has ever escaped it. And that is as it should be, because death is very likely the single best invention of life. It's life's change agent. It clears out the old to make way for the new. Remembering that you are going to die is the best way I know to avoid the trap of thinking you have something to lose. You are already naked. There is no reason not to follow your heart."
And there is no reason not to follow your heart. That is truly, truly the message. How many times, Jeff, do you think during his life he was told, "You can't do that. No one's ever done that before. Are you out of your freaking mind? What do you think you're doing?" How many times do you think people had that conversation with him?
Probably a ton. But the worst part, or the first one, would have been the hardest one. Like, he quits school. He starts a company in his parents' garage. And, you know, you got to be thinking, wow, you know, just to think about doing that right now for me, you know, to give up, you're going to put everything into this garage business, and then all of a sudden it takes off into, you know, this huge, huge industry. That first time, can you imagine you're telling, you know, computers aren't real prevalent, and you just quit school, you're living in Silicon Valley with your parents, you're in the garage, and I guess they said he quit college, but he kept on going to some of the classes that he liked, which I'm assuming is the computer ones. And that first time has got to be, you know, can you imagine telling people, "Yeah, I got this business started in my parents' garage"? People are thinking, "You're insane."
Oh, and then on top of that, somebody else, you know, beat you to it, does it better than you do it, and you still continue to insist that, no, there's still a market share, there's still a better way to do it, there's still a more inventive way to do it. And, you know, he goes ahead, and you said it. I mean, there was a time where, you know, the Macintosh, just, you know, Apple wasn't cool, and now it is cool. I just switched. I've been a PC guy my entire adult life. I've never had anything but a PC until April when I bought the Mac that you use, the Mac that I have in my office, the iPhone, because I needed to upgrade everything I had. I needed to have a consistent flow
of information. Why did you decide Apple?
Because there were two reasons. Number one... They're virus resistant. You can't get a virus on an Apple product. They just don't exist. All right? And viruses are a threat. They're a serious threat to your computer equipment. So that's number one. Number two, they network flawlessly. They sync to each other flawlessly. And they're just about to make that easier with their new OIS operating system, which will make it wireless, not just, you won't even have to plug in anymore. It'll now be, you can sync everything wirelessly. So the network capability, and of course, you know, Macs are better known for media. Macs are most people that do serious media work, whether that's in the film industry or radio or print, Macs are the Mac daddy, if you will. So,
oh, there we go. That put it in terms that I can understand.
There you go. So that,
actually,
that,
I've been, since you got the, this one for the show, I'm starting to convert as well. It's just everything is so easy.
Yeah, and it's, they're very simple to use. They're easy to navigate, and again, they work flaw. Their tech support is unequaled. You know, but even, you know, and this is the other brilliant part of what Steve Jobs did. You know, there aren't a lot of quote unquote Apple stores in the country. In the Detroit area, there are two, one in Troy, one in Novi. If you are, and there are, you know, people that are Apple people are ferociously Apple people, okay? And so Steve Jobs knew that not to saturate markets with a lot of stores, creating a demand. If you ever go into an Apple store, there are a ton of sales associates, dozens of them. And if they're not busy when you go in, I assure you, if you stay a half an hour, they will get busy at some point. Those places are just a beehive of activity. For whatever reason, people are there, whether they're there to test a product, to buy a product, to get service, they've got it figured out. And again, they didn't oversaturate the markets with stores. So what they did, in essence, was create a demand. And a fairly successful demand at that. They just opened the first Apple store in Japan last week. I don't think they've closed yet. That's, the demand has been that fierce for people in Japan to get these products. It just blows my mind. I mean, everything he touches, it flies in the face of conventionality, and it is wildly successful. I'm just blown away by what he has been able to do. I mean, and again, I put him up there with Benjamin Franklin and Thomas Alva Edison and any inventor that you want to name. I think Steve Jobs belongs on that list.
And now we wait for the next one.
And yeah. So who will the next genius be? Will it be Anthony? I don't know. We'll see. But who will the next one be? It's just fascinating. Think, you know, Mark Zuckerberg, the founder of Facebook, one of the people that gave a quote, you know, they're the founder of Yahoo. You know, you stop and think about some of the most simple things. Yet somebody has to decide that I'm going to be the one to do it. I'm going to be the one to take the risk. I'm going to be the one to put it out there. And I assure you that these are, at some level, very lonely people, because they are so brilliant and they are such visionaries. And they, again, they fly in the face of everything conventional that, you know, they are ridiculed at some point. And, you know, you've got to have a very special personality to be able to handle all that. There's no question that's true. And what Steve Jobs has accomplished, and what is now going to be considered a very short career if you stop and think about it, we're basically talking about a 30-year career. God, what would have happened had he been given 30 more years? But God must have needed him more than we did. That's all I can think of. But what he's given us has changed the way we do everything. It truly has. The way we communicate, the way we move information, how mobile it is. You know, think about, Jeff, what we can do with a smartphone. And without Steve Jobs, we wouldn't, you know, we might have had one by now, but certainly not as quickly as we did. And there still isn't one as good as the iPhone.
You know what it reminds me of, and this is a stupid analogy, it really is like when Little Caesars came out with their hot and ready $5 pizza. It's so funny to me that no other pizza place can touch that. You know, other pizza places are like $5.99, and you have to sit and wait, or, you know, I mean, no, there's, well, how about three mediums for $5 each? That's $15 though you had to spend. You know, all, nobody can touch that, right? Same with these phones keep coming out. BlackBerry has a new phone, or, you know, some of the other companies that come out with new phones, and yet the iPhone is still, you know, the pristine, you know, top of the line thing. And the iPad is just kicking every tablet's butt. It's ridiculous. New tablet comes out, it's like, well, you know, it's good. But it's not an iPad.
And it's not an iPad. And, you know, it's funny because I was reading an article just last week where there's another one that's coming out. It's going to be $200, which is really cheap. And this may be the one. Well, what we find out is every time there's a product that's coordinated as the one that will compete with the iPad, we find out that they're either going to discount it to get it off the shelves because it's not selling, or it didn't end up being the quote-unquote the one. And again, think about what Steve Jobs created, the iTunes. You know, iTunes is a multi-billion dollar business unto itself. And it's a digital store. That's all it is a digital store. Jeff, think about that. There's not a physical inventory involved. Stop and think about that. It is a virtual store. It is a digital-only store that sells billions of dollars worth of product every year, and yet you can't hold a digital file in your hand, can you?
No.
I think about the profoundness of that.
Well, and the crazy thing is every time you think of something audio that you want to get, this radio show has a podcast or whatever, it's like it's available on iTunes, and it's not always for sale, but it's always that tag, you know, available on iTunes. It's like a free advertisement for every time you want something audio available on iTunes. And the same thing with the iPad. Every time I go to a website like ESPN Fantasy Football, well, get the iPhone or the iPad app,
right?
And that's a free advertisement because that's what everyone wants and has.
So that's the other thing is he's invented the app. You know, not everybody's doing it, everybody's developing it, but he's the one that started apps. It's amazing. Steve Jobs has touched us in ways we can't fathom, and I think that for the rest of our lives and many other generations, that will be true. 888-552-3595. Well, will the University of Michigan find a stroke of genius? I've got a story to share with you on the other side that, well, may be brilliant. Maybe not. We'll be back.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Hey, Tony. You know, I'm not a real liberal guy. I'm not a real union guy. We don't agree on a whole lot, but I really enjoyed your show. You become a new stop in the morning.
On 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
I'm in a state of caffeination, got all my fingers shaking, must have been my large Americano, mochaccino, macchiato. Now the family's gone to bed, and that's my favorite time to get some tips on better rates. Cause my State Farm guy answers late, and even when it's not my agent, someone's standing by so patient. Getting coverage questions answered helps me to relax. Get to a better State Farm.
Recently on First Shift.
Joining me now, the new president of the Michigan Education Association, Stephen Cook. Why don't the teachers just finally say, enough's enough, we're going to strike?
It's not off the table, but it's just not something that teachers want to do. They want to teach. They don't want to strike. I think they're, in many respects, asking the MEA on their behalf and with their assistance, certainly, to deal with some of these folks.
First Shift with Tony Triano
on 1310 WDTW.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hiller's, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He's comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contests.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for great? Greatness.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook, and also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595.
This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back 10 minutes before the top of the hour in what may be one of the more interesting strategies, because it ultimately could end up being a financial boom or bust for the University of Michigan. In a very innovative plan, they have decided to start investing in start-up businesses. Now, Jeff informed me of this this story yesterday. Jeff, I find it absolutely fascinating. I think that they are dedicating $50 million to startup businesses, and I think that's going to start with a $25 million investment over the next decade. But Mary Sue Coleman, who is the president of the University of Michigan, and announced this yesterday to great fanfare. In fact, I noticed that it made the front page of both the major papers here in Detroit this morning, Jeff.
Oh, yeah? To me, and I wrote the thing to you, I just can't believe that it hasn't been thought of already or it hasn't been done already. It seems like, you know, you're, at least for me, and maybe it's because I'm a little tainted, grew up a Michigan fan, but you always see, you know, recent Michigan, University of Michigan study this, or, you know, researchers at Michigan did this, or, you know, at the halftime of a Michigan game, they brought out the winners of the robot creating group, and it was a Michigan, you know, a group of Michigan students. And it's like, why haven't you been investing in your people from the start, I guess? I don't know.
Well, I find it fascinating. Here's some big numbers. The University of Michigan has an endowment, which is basically its rainy day fund of $7.8 billion. And they're going to try to what they call rediversify these monies. And so, you know, they will, of course, pick and choose, Jeff, what they're going to, you know, invest in. But the $50 million is going to be taken from existing funds to be used to stimulate innovation among faculty and students and develop teaching and scholarship approaches to topics such as energy, storage, affordable health care, social justice, poverty, and climate change. And according to Mary Sue Coleman, in a quote, she says, "We believe the teaching, research, and service that grow out of this initiative will propel the university into the next 100 years with enormous momentum and secure Michigan's future position as the world's leading public research university." This just makes sense, doesn't it, to you? It does to me. I mean, it makes sense to me. You invest in your faculty and your staff and your students and your facilities, which are second to none in the country, and you make a decision to expand that into a business model that would be a for-profit model. You create jobs. At the same time, you rediversify your portfolio. And with a $7.8 billion endowment, they don't threaten their financial stability at all. This is brilliant.
It sounds like a good plan to me.
I mean, it's just absolutely brilliant. Now, I'm sure that the threshold that will be met to get any of these funds is going to be enormous. I don't question that. And everything the University of Michigan does is done in a pristine way. And it will all be, of course, above board. And it will be, I would think, a very, at some level, torturous process. But if you get to the goal line with these folks, the payday could be huge. And I'm going to suggest that if, you know, they can do it. And again, we're talking about a very diverse list. As, you know, let me reiterate the list that I just shared with you. Energy storage, affordable health care, social justice, poverty, and climate change. They're going to address some significant issues in some kind of business model. Now, what that ends up looking like at this point, I don't know. But I think it's a fascinating and not very risky. I mean, there's some risk to it, of course, but I don't think ultimately it's all that risky. It just blows my mind how successful this is. I want to mention this because it's important for those, especially people that are looking for part-time jobs during the holiday. I don't mean to drastically change topics, but I want to make sure I get this in, and I'll also make an attempt to mention this later on. In fact, if we can find this at the Free Press and post it to the Facebook page, that might be good. Meijer Stores plans to hire hundreds of employees for the holidays. And Meijer became the largest retailer to announce its seasonal plans yesterday morning, saying it would add hundreds of employees throughout the Midwest while other sectors are cutting jobs. Other retailers who have announced plans to help to hire help for the holidays include Kohl's, who plans to hire 40,000, and Macy's, which announced it plans to hire 78,000, which is a small increase over 2010. But it's, you know, because Meijer is so pervasive in the Metro Detroit area, I wanted to give people an opportunity to seek out some, even if it's part-time. What a better time of the year to get a part-time job than during the holidays. And so if you want to apply for a job, go to www.joinmeijer, M-E-I-J-E-R, www.joinmeijer.com. That's joinmeijer.com. And, you know, they may just pick you up for the holidays. And as they said, they're always looking for new associates that are excellent at what they do. So there's a chance if you get a job at a Meijer that you will blow them away with your work ethic and will end up staying full time. There is a chance of that happening. Now, employers announced last week that they're going to cut 115,730 jobs, or they announced that they cut 115,730 jobs in September, and that's the worst month for job cuts in 2 years. The bulk of those cuts came in government and financial service sectors last month, but year-to-date, retailers have laid off the third highest number of employees, or 41,789, according to a report yesterday from the Chicago-based outplacement firm Challenger, Gray, and Christmas. John Challenger, who was the chief executive officer, said that the bulk of last month's cuts came from 80,000 job reductions announced by Bank of America and the U.S. Army. So if you're looking for a job, there's a chance that, you know, there's a decent chance that you can get hired at Meijer for the holidays. And again, everybody can always use some extra money during the holidays. I know we put ourselves in a lot of stress financially during the holidays, which I wish we'd stop doing. I really do. But we don't. Unfortunately, we don't. Join Meijer, M-E-I-J-E-R, joinmeijer.com if you want to apply for a job. Again, these are part-time jobs. Now, you may work full-time hours for a short period of time, but they are considered part-time because they are not permanent jobs. Although the article stresses that they're always looking for good people and there's always a chance that you could extend your stay with them, that they would hire you permanently if you so impress them. So keep that in mind. All right, we got to take a break here for the top of the hour. Russ coming up with traffic and weather. CNN with headline news, and then we come back. The Reverend Rich Peacock will join us. We're going to talk about the 10-year anniversary of our involvement in Afghanistan and why it's time we pull our military out and come home. Everybody stay right where they're at. Thank you for punching in this morning with First Shift. I'm Tony Trupiano. We'll be back on 1310 WDTW right after we do this.
Team 10, WDTW,
continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. We're looking at some slowdowns up there on the 75 southbound between 12 Mile and 696. Woodward Avenue southbound at Oak Avenue in Birmingham is still closed because of accident investigation work. I'm Russell Trapp.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service today, some dense fog early, otherwise sun comes out. It's going to be a high around 73 degrees tonight. Patchy dense fog late, mostly clear, otherwise a low around 51. And then tomorrow, after the fog burns off, it's going to be sunny and getting quite warm. A high near 79. Right now it's foggy and 51 degrees at the Detroit City Airport.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hiller's, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
Identify yourself, please.
This is Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. CNN News is next.
CNN Radio, I'm Bill Caiaccio.
Top story this hour.
Today, Apple is going to reinvent the phone. And boy, have we patented it.
That was Steve Jobs in 2007 showing off the iPhone for the first time. The co-founder of Apple died Wednesday at the age of 56. Jobs was one of the great innovators of the modern era. People who use the many products Jobs created are reacting to his death.
He was definitely a pioneer. He really set new technology in motion. He kept the ball one step ahead of everybody else. And that kind of mentality, that kind of leadership that he had over at the company, too. Everybody listened to Steve Jobs.
President Obama says Jobs changed the way we all see the world. Sarah Palin says she will not run for president in 2012. CNN political producer Peter Hamby says not all Republican voters will be sad to hear that.
If you look at polling, most Republicans did not want her to run for president. ABC News and the Washington Post released a poll earlier this week that showed, I believe, two-thirds of Republicans said that she should not run for president.
The Wall Street protests seem to be growing. More than two dozen people were arrested in New York Wednesday. The demonstrators say they're fed up with the economy. And Republican presidential candidate Newt Gingrich says they're right to be frustrated.
You're going to see more protests, and it's really a tribute to the absolute failure of Obama's economic policy, that somebody who was elected by the left now has the left rebelling and demonstrating and arguing against his policies.
Today will be the 20th day of the protests, which have spread to a few other cities. Holiday hiring may be slow again this year. Retailers are expected to hire about 500,000 seasonal workers, which is well below the numbers from before the recession. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
At the Home Depot, you always get better carpet at a better price. Plus, right now, you can get special financing, so you get the beautiful new carpet you want today. You get lifetime stain and installation warranties, and a guaranteed low price on the carpet, the pad, and installation. So bottom line, you won't find a better bottom line anywhere else, with better carpet at a better price. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. Home Depot store for details.
When I want to save on the things I use every day, I always think Sam's Club.
Member Christy Fowler on buying and saving big at the Sam's Club Savings Event, October 4th through the 10th.
I'm getting set for the season with all my favorite brands. That means fewer trips to the store and more savings.
Last year, members saved an average of 30% over grocery and drug stores on everyday items.
With savings like that, I can more than pay for my membership.
Come in October 4th through the 10th to save on all your household essentials. For more details, visit samsclub.com. Sam's Club, savings made simple.
As the nation waits for employers to add to their payrolls, and as politicians blame each other for the fact jobs are not being created, companies are getting still more cautious. The latest survey of hiring managers by Career Builder finds only 21% of employers plan to add staff here in the fourth quarter. That's a slip from 26% who added jobs last quarter and 29% who added staff in the second quarter. Stock at Apple slipped in late trades following word the company's co-founder, Steve Jobs, has died. But it was not a plunge for Apple stock, in large part because investors knew the unpleasant day was soon coming. Also, analysts tell MarketWatch there's confidence in CEO Tim Cook, who has been closely involved with Apple's leadership since the late 90s iMac unveiling. Rally persisting for stock markets around the world as some European leaders push for more cash injections to stabilize the continent's financial system. S&P futures gaining 9 points, NASDAQ futures up 11, Dow futures up 95. I'm Andrew O'Day at MarketWatch.com.
They employ much of the world's workforce, contribute a great deal to the global GDP. Look out your window and you'll see a bunch of them, building, collaborating, innovating. Some call them mid-sized businesses, but there's nothing mid about them. They're engines, and we'd like to introduce them to you. IBM and the Good Company Project are proud to present some of the most inspired mid-sized companies and their business partners, helping to build a smarter planet. Get to know these engines by visiting facebook.com/midmarketIBM. Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
So, you want to lease this new space for your business. Looks like it's set up for about 50 employees, but right now, you only have 19. I'm just curious, what are you going to do with the rest of the space?
I'll grow it.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Merriman, I am a millionaire.
Oh, you should cheer up, Mr. Fernwell.
I'm a millionaire because my paycheck had 3 extra zeros.
Sorry, sir. I had a temporary doing payroll.
Not Bob from Account Temps?
No, sir. I tried some new agency.
Call Account Temps. They know what we need and will match us with a skilled professional.
I'll call Bob from Account Temps, sir, right after I cash my paycheck.
You?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We won't just sell you a few cans of oil. No, we'll sell you a 5-plus quarts jug of Valvoline conventional motor oil for just $13.99 after $7 mail-in rebate. Then we'll throw in a Purolator Classic oil filter free. If wrestling a live bear would help us get you a better deal, we'd do it while wearing salmon cologne. Service is our best part. Pre-rebate price $20.99. See store for details.
It's the same each time with progress. First they ignore you.
Then they say you're mad.
Then dangerous. Then there's a pause. And then you can't find anyone who disagrees with you. Welcome to your new reality. Welcome to your new opportunity. Welcome to your new hope. Welcome to First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Indeed, welcome to hour two of our 3 hours this morning. Pleasure to be with you on this Thursday, and we've got a great hour of radio lined up for you. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to visit with Senator Debbie Stabenow, talk about currency manipulation and how she's leading on that, and we're going to get into all that a little bit later on. But in this half hour, I got to tell you, it seems unfathomable, almost unconscionable, that 10 years ago we entered into a war in Afghanistan, which we abandoned and abandoned the troops and abandoned philosophy and did a lot of things that militarily you shouldn't do. And then we decided to ramp things up and send more troops in. And we have seen the cost of that war do nothing but continue to escalate. Think for just a moment, for just a moment. If we were to take 5, 10%, 20%, 100% of the money that we've spent on unjust and unnecessary wars, and we had invested that into our own economy, where we might be today. Yeah, it's pretty amazing, isn't it? All right. Well, tonight, there's an opportunity for you to get involved, to stand up. We talk about on this show showing up. This is about not just showing up, but standing up. So let me just share with you my guest in this hour. Joining me right now is the Reverend Rich Peacock. Reverend Peacock is a board member of Peace Action of Michigan, as well as founder of the Troy-based peace group 11th Hour for Peace. He also serves on the coordinating committee of the Detroit Area Peace with Justice Network, who is sponsoring the march in Royal Oak, and we're going to get into all of that information right now. Reverend Peacock, a pleasure to have you on First Shift this morning.
Thank you very much. It's good to be up at this time.
I have to tell you, the word unconscionable continues to come to mind. Who would have thought 10 years later we would still be in Iraq, in Afghanistan, we would still be throwing billions of dollars at an unnecessary war while we continue to see the men and women who so proudly serve this country suffer and die and come home in body bags. It's time we end this thing, is it not?
Yes, it's time to end it, and since October 7th tomorrow, it's the 10th anniversary, it is especially the right time to end it. Sadly, President Obama says our troops will be there until 2014, and sadly, Congress is following his lead. But tonight, we're going to rally at 5 o'clock, as you said, in Royal Oak. We want money for jobs, not war. You are invited to be at the First United Methodist Church at West 7th in Lafayette. The theme is, yes, money for jobs, not war. And at 5:30, we'll march to the Royal Oak City Hall because police jobs are on the line in Royal Oak and in countless other municipalities.
Well, you know, it seems, again, I can't remember the last time on this program we talked about the war. We've almost forgotten, Reverend Peacock, and I think that is probably as offensive as anything. We've almost forgotten that we're there. And I don't know if this is a design strategy or not. But certainly it's important that we, continue to remind ourselves the significance of why we need to pull out. And, you know, as I said in my introduction, if we were to take just a small percentage, God forbid, 100% of what we've spent on war and had invested that into our infrastructure or into our young people, into our communities, into our bridges, I can't fathom where we would be as a country right now. But we don't do that. And it seems that we always have money for war, yet never have money to support the very foundational programs that build community.
It is amazing how much money we are spending. This week, we will be spending $2 billion in Afghanistan. That $2 billion would plug the state of Michigan budget shortfall for the whole year. We could erase the deficit of the city of Detroit in less than one day. And we know that we get more money for our more jobs for our money when we invest in education. I mean, bring 12,000 soldiers home and you could get probably 28,000 jobs in education. Our priorities are strategically and morally wrong.
Well, they are strategically and morally wrong, and certainly you know, as we take a look, you had just said it, you know, the president and Congress saying that the troops will be in Afghanistan at least until 2014. And then, of course, as these things often go, they find reasons to extend it. What do you hope? What message do you hope to send this evening by creating this march and moving through the streets of Royal Oak?
We need to remember that mothers and fathers in the U.S. have lost nearly 2,000 sons and daughters in Afghanistan. Mothers and fathers in Afghanistan have lost tens of thousands of sons and daughters. Our presence is fueling the civil war there. There is no path to military victory. This war does not protect us. It only recruits more enemies. There's an Afghanistan proverb: when you thrust your sword into my belly, I thrust my dagger into your belly. This has got to change.
Yeah, well, again, let me remind everybody, my guest is the Reverend Rich Peacock. He is with a variety of groups, but one of them, which is sponsoring today's march, is the Detroit Area Peace and Justice Network. Now, again, just to reiterate, today at 5 o'clock, they will be gathering, and folks are more than welcome, and you're invited to join them at the Royal Oak First United Methodist Church, which is on 320 West 7th. And you can use the Lafayette Street entrance. And then at 5:30, there will be a march toward a walk to City Hall. And you can either bring a sign or they will have some signs there for you to utilize. And again, you know, Reverend Peacock, you mentioned, because this is happening all too often in municipalities all over the state of Michigan, and I would suggest around the country, that as we're laying off police officers here, firefighters, teachers, municipal workers, everywhere we turn, we're laying people off, yet we're sending billions of dollars to Afghanistan to fight a war that no longer needs to be fought. As you just suggested, we're fighting a war that is just doing nothing but inflaming violence in a civil war that cannot be won with U.S. troops.
Washington's national goal, at least as it's been stated, has been to prevent the reemergence of a safe haven for al-Qaeda inside Afghanistan. Today, no such safe haven is possible, probably thanks to the U.S. Special Operations and informants and surveillance. And so there is no strategic purpose for us to be there. It's time to focus on nation building here at home. We can't be building roads and bridges in Baghdad and Kandahar and not Detroit.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, how can we argue with that? I don't understand how anybody could argue with that philosophy. Reverend Peacock, I want to thank you for your time this morning. I, of course, want to, again, encourage the audience, and I'll mention this a few more times throughout the show today, to come to the First United Methodist Church in Royal Oak on 7th Street. There will be a march to City Hall starting at 5:30, you can either bring a sign or one will be provided for you. Let's remind our fellow Michiganders who will see this march the importance of stopping this war, of bringing our troops home, of investing once again in our communities, is strengthening the one nation that needs it more than ever right now, which is our very own Reverend Peacock.
We want everyone to come. We have to have allies. We have dozens of new signs. Money for jobs, not war. It's time to bring back yard signs. It's time to stand up and march to end this 10-year tragedy.
Absolutely. Reverend Peacock, thank you so much for your time this morning. The best of luck to you. I hope you have a fabulous turnout this afternoon.
Thank you, and everything good to you.
All right. Thank you so much. The Reverend Rich Peacock again. 10 years. 10 years since the war in Afghanistan. It'll be 10 years tomorrow. And so if you have an opportunity, if this is a cause you believe in, and you should believe in it, listen, I believe in a strong national defense. I believe in fighting terrorism. I've been involved in this fight for 10 years. I was on the radio 10 years ago. I was in the middle of more than one on-air argument about the war. Many of you will recall this idea that you couldn't support the troops without supporting the war. Do you recall that? Well, my oldest son was in the Navy at the time. And so people had a hard time coming back to me saying, well, no, you can't do that. No, you can do it. You can support the troops and not support the war. And I did it. Thousands of others did it. So it's not like this is some foreign concept. And why are we still there? That's the question you need to ask ourselves. Why are we still in Afghanistan? Why are we still in Iraq? What does it strengthen? What opportunities does it give us as a country to still be there? We have done our work. We have paid our dues. We have more than paid our dues. And, folks, it's your taxpayer dollars. It's all that future debt that you pay for. You have a voice in this. You need to stand up. You need to say enough is enough. Think about this for just a moment. Just a moment. If we were to stop that spending, what did the Reverend Peacock say? In less than a day, we could eliminate the debt of the city of Detroit. In less than a day. Think about that. Let's take a break. We're open lines to the bottom of the hour. Give me a call, 552-3595. That's 888, of course. 888-552-3595. I'm Tony Truppiano. We'll be back. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW.
Michigan News Talk is on First Shift with Tony Truppiano on 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. Got some slow travel out there on 75 southbound between 12 Mile and 696. 696 westbound between DeQuinder and 75. That is a little bit slow as well. Woodward Avenue southbound at Oak Avenue in Birmingham. That's still closed because of accident investigation work. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, sunny. The fog will burn off a little bit later on this morning once the sun comes out. Tonight, some fog once again late, mostly clear, low around 51. And then tomorrow, it's going to be much warmer. Sunny, a high near 80. And some patchy fog, of course, in the morning. Right now, it's 51 degrees at Detroit City Airport.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Truppiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
I'm Peyton Manning. On the football field, I always have to prepare for the unexpected. My teammates and I train to think fast and be ready ahead of the game. You can be ready with the help of your local American Red Cross. The American Red Cross can help all of us prepare for life's emergencies. Take life-saving CPR or first aid courses. Make an emergency plan or learn how to build a disaster supplies kit. Contact the American Red Cross today.
Call 1-800-HELP-NOW or visit redcross.org to learn more.
Recently on First Shift.
Joining me now is Cindy Estrada. How are things going with your negotiations with the state?
We're excited because the governor has come out and said that he acknowledges that, you know, here's what we're saying and he's going to look into it. But we can't be an efficient state government when we have so many management. We have a 5.8-1, which means for every 5.8 workers, there's one manager, causing the state to be inefficient, which is outrageous.
First Shift with Tony Triano
on 1310.
1010 WDTW.
I'm in a state of caffeination. Got all my fingers shaking. Must have been my large Americano, mochaccino, macchiato. Now the family's gone to bed, and that's my favorite time to get some tips on better rates. Cause my State Farm guy answers late, and even when it's not my agent, someone's standing by so patient. Getting coverage questions answered helps me to relax. Get to a better State, State Farm.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Marilyn Olsen, too. He's come over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Very googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contests.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us at Tony Trupiano on Twitter. The time has come. Stand and fight those who would deny your rights. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Well, interestingly, our First Shift Facebook poll question today is based on a story that comes out of Denver. Let me tell you the poll question, then I'll give you some of the background. The question is, should people being tried as terrorists in the U.S. have the same constitutional rights as other U.S. citizens? That's simple. Should people being tried as terrorists in the U.S. have the same constitutional rights as U.S. citizens? Now, everybody that has voted in the poll has voted yes, they should. This question is based on a story coming out of Denver of Kelfan Kamis Mohammed, who is a convicted terrorist, and he has won the right to sue the prison over restrictions. Some of those restrictions include mail restrictions, television restrictions, and a few others. I guess I'm a little surprised that no one has voted no to this. Now, Jeff actually sent me this story yesterday. So, Jeff, I guess I'm going to turn to you for a moment and ask you the question. I mean, it's an interesting story. It's, I think, a great question. But what was it about this that piqued your interest?
I'm surprised as well, but then I started looking just at the poll question and in the way it was phrased and without the background information, I was like, you know what? I would vote yes as well. And then I started thinking, because of the way the story was presented, I initially was like, well, this guy wants everyone in the country dead. Like, he hates Americans is what it sounds like. And yet he's griping that while he's in prison, which, by the way, is supposed to be either a deterrent or a punishment, he's in prison. He can't enjoy his lifestyle because of, his rights are being violated or what have you, or being denied.
Right.
And I'm thinking in prison, you know, you shouldn't be allowed to just, you know, have a good time or enjoy yourself or, you know, whatever. But then again, you know, it's that whole adage of when you're a kid and your parents are telling you, you know, so someone's being mean to you, that doesn't give you the right to be mean to them. You still have to, you know, treat them with respect and whatever. And I always had a struggle with that as a kid. But then you do realize, you know, hey, that's the way, the American way almost, is you turn your cheek, you know, you're the better man in this. So I don't know how I feel still about this. It was just really weird that he won the right to say that he needs rights in prison.
Right. Now, you know, again, I could have phrased the question. I've been trying to not be so leading in the way I ask these poll questions, if you haven't noticed.
Right, yeah.
Because I used to put them in a way that was like, yes, you better answer a certain way, which, of course, I'm trying to get away from. So that's why I presented it the way I did, Jeff. It was just, you know, the way it has to be presented. You know, and
oh, I wasn't complaining about
no,
it.
No, I know you weren't. I know you weren't. But I am surprised because, you know, I did present it as a terrorist. This is a terrorist, a convicted terrorist who is serving a life sentence. But people are saying, no, our constitutional rights are our constitutional rights. Now, here's a question, though, is he's not a U.S. citizen. Does that change anything for people?
That and as well as I think the way the poll question was, I can't remember. I have to go back and look. But I think it was like he's being tried and actually he's been convicted, right? Maybe that makes a difference in how you feel about it. Something
I don't think so. I don't think it changes it whether you're being tried or convicted. You still have constitutional rights.
Well, right,
or should you?
If you're being tried, maybe you're innocent. If you're convicted, there's a good chance you're probably guilty.
All right. Well, you know, that's an interesting twist. Let's go to the phones. 888-552-3595. Let's welcome Tom in Detroit. Tom, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
Good. Thank you, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, you know what, this whole thing, I mean, I remember when Al Zawaki, and I'm sorry I pronounced his name wrong, when they identified him and saying that he had been killed, and, you know, all of these folks jump on the bandwagon, come talking about, but this guy was a United States citizen. I mean, okay, you're a United States citizen, but you're out here, you're committing treasonous acts, okay? And treasonous acts, you know, long story short, says that, okay, you're going to die for it. And I'm somewhat frustrated right there. But what the adage says, you reap what you sow. You live by the sword. You die by the sword.
All right.
This guy definitely did that.
All right. But Jeff brings up an interesting twist on this, because the question says if you're being tried as a terrorist, should you have constitutional rights? What if you've been convicted? Do you feel differently about it if we put the question that way?
It doesn't matter to me. I mean,
okay, that's what I thought.
I mean, the guy's a terrorist. I mean, the guy's trying to wreak havoc on this country.
All right, so if you were voting in this poll, your answer to that would be no, he shouldn't have constitutional protections, correct?
No, he gave up his rights.
All right. They're very good. Tom, I appreciate the answer. 888-552-3595. If you want to ring us up on this before we get to the break, feel free to do it. As Joe in East Point did. Joe, thanks for punching in this morning. Your thoughts, please.
Yeah. No, should not have constitutional rights. And would constitutional rights apply? Is it a citizen or a non-citizen? You know, is somebody from Libya or Yemen or someplace or Afghanistan committing terrorism against the United States? Constitutional law wouldn't apply to them anyway because they're not American citizens. And your last caller stole most of my thunder. There are used to be laws on the books about treason. The United States used to stand people who committed treason against the wall. You know, and shoot them or hang them or whatever they did. The Rosenbergs from the Manhattan Project, and, you know, several other incidents. So there's precedent for the death penalty for acts of treason. And certainly if they're a non-citizen, they don't deserve, you know, they can't be because they didn't live under our Constitution if you're a citizen. I think if you commit treason, absolute out-and-out treason against this country and try to bring it down, I think you should be stood against the wall. Myself.
Okay. Joe, I appreciate the point of view. Thank you for the call. So, Jeff, here we have, you know, now two people in a row that said absolutely not. The guy doesn't have constitutional protections and very strongly felt that way.
And I don't think it mattered one bit how, you know, I thought, well, once the story that we bring up, presents itself, maybe then, you know, people that would have answered yes on the poll would change their answer. I think those two callers, no matter what the story was, even if they just went on the Facebook page and saw it, they would have answered the way they answered anyway.
Correct. No, that's I think that was very clear by both of their answers.
It's just funny to me how certain things, and again, I'm making the stupidest analogies this morning, the pizza one earlier. I worked at a golf course, and there's hazards on the golf course, like a sand trap, right? And you know, the whole goal is to not hit into them, and if you hit into them, there's a penalty. You know, it's supposed to be hard to get out of it. And people would complain constantly, well, it's too hard to get out of the sand trap. So that's the point. You're not supposed to be in there. Same with prison, you know. You're not supposed to be in there. You're not supposed to be a terrorist.
Yeah, we need to work on your analogies.
You don't like that?
No,
I thought
gonna,
that was pretty
we're
good.
We're going to send you to analogy school.
I like that one.
Yeah, we're
You're
gonna,
not the first one to tell me that my analogies are horrible.
And,
so.
And I didn't say that. You did. I just said we need to work on your analogies. That's all. But, you know, there's a school for that somewhere, I'm sure, if you're a U.S. citizen, that is. Anyway, interesting question. We're going to move on. We're expecting a call from Senator Debbie Stabenow on the other side of this break. You'll want to stay tuned for that. A lot to get to this morning on First Shift. I'm Tony Truppiano. We'll be right back.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. Looking at some delays on 75 southbound between 14 Mile down through 8 Mile, 696 westbound between DeQuinter and 75. That is backed up as well. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service today, this fog will burn off as soon as the sun comes up. Sunny on your 73, mostly clear with some patchy fog late, low around 51. And then once the fog burns off again tomorrow, sun's going to come out in a high near 80. Right now it's foggy and 51 at Detroit City Airport.
Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. As unions step up to support the Occupy Wall Street movement, the AFL-CIO is launching a national jobs campaign. AFL-CIO President Rich Trumka.
There's a groundswell happening. People across the country declaring that we are the 99% and we need a voice. Starting October 10th, working people are coming together in hundreds of events across the country. Working families will be demanding action from lawmakers to promote a real job creation agenda.
Minnesotan Kim Watkins says she and working people across America are suffering and politicians need to act to create the jobs we all badly need.
The majority of us are struggling and we keep giving money to the very, very few, the top 1%, and they're not suffering in any way, and I don't want them to suffer, but I want them to pay their fair share so we can all stop suffering.
Tom Rutherford is a jobless IBEW member from Colorado. He says Congress is failing American workers.
They would rather play political games than put forth any actions to help end our jobs crisis.
Trumka says labor is standing shoulder to shoulder with the Occupy Wall Street protesters, calling on Wall Street to pay to create jobs destroyed by their recklessness.
We want millionaires and billionaires to stand with Warren Buffett and Pete Peterson in recognizing our current tax structure doesn't make sense and pushing for a financial transaction tax.
Bank of America faces a revolt over its debit card fees. Jesse Russell reports.
Bank of America has long been the face of too big to fail. At the start of the recession and when the foreclosure crisis started, protests were targeted at the bank, many protests happening in front of the bank's North Carolina corporate offices. The bank has found itself back in the spotlight once again after it announced plans to apply a $5 monthly fee to debit card users. In one of the most dramatic protests of the bank's plan, Fox business anchor Jerry Willis cut up her Bank of America debit card live on the air. Senator Dick Durbin was the next to step up, telling the bank's customers to vote with their feet and move their money to banks or credit unions that won't gouge you for $5 a month. The bank claims that a move by Congress to put a cap on fees has cost the company $2 billion. However, in the first quarter of 2011, the company saw a $1.7 billion profit in its credit card division, a substantial increase from the $963 million in profits a year earlier. Now the Consumers Union is adding to the pressure being placed on the bank. The CU has sent letters to the banking committees in Congress calling for an investigation of Bank of America to determine if the $5 monthly fee is justified.
This newscast was made possible in part through underwriting support from the hardworking men and women of the IBEW, the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. You've been listening to WIND, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Unions work.
Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671. Call Tony and tell him what's on your mind. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. We are waiting on Senator Stabenow to call, and so she just may be a few minutes late. So we're going to put off that discussion and until she rings us up, which should be any minute now. And in the process, there certainly are other things that are worthy of our time and consideration. I do want to actually, there's a state story I wanted to get to, so this would be a good time to do that. I received a press release yesterday from the state House Democrats, and House Democratic leaders yesterday called on House leaders to discharge and pass legislation that would repeal a state law, and I needed to hear this one loud and clear, that gives drug companies complete immunity when their products harm or kill patients. Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette was invited to join the press conference, but he decided not to respond or show up. The Michigan Supreme Court recently refused to hear a drug immunity suit filed by the Michigan Attorney General, who wanted to sue Merck up to recoup up to $20 million in the state paid to a company for Vioxx prescriptions for Medicaid patients. Back in 2008, the Michigan Attorney General filed suit against Merck after trials found that the painkiller didn't work and increased the risk of heart attacks in those who used the drug. The Court of Appeals at the time said that this was a product liability action and dismissed the suit. This is the critical part now, because Michigan's law giving drug companies immunity is their if their products are approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, which Vioxx was. When the Supreme Court recently refused to take the case this year, they upheld the Court of Appeals decision. Think about that for a moment. You are a pharmaceutical making billions of dollars in profits, billions of dollars. And you know that no matter what happens, you in the state of Michigan, you do not have to face a legal challenge if your prescription drug harms or kills somebody. Period. Period. Think about that for a minute. This is what happens when you have conservatives running things. And the state Democrats have every reason to be concerned about this, and we need legislation that turns this around. I think that Bill Schuette not showing up at the press conference, you don't need to be reminded, Mike Cox was the attorney general back in 2008. Obviously, he had enough common sense. Let me go to Senator Stabenow. She's just joining us now, so I want to make sure we get to this story. She doesn't have a lot of time for us today, but we do appreciate the time she does have. Senator Stabenow, welcome back to First Shift. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Well, good morning, Tony. It's always good to be with you.
It's a pleasure to have you on the show. A great story. First of all, I want to thank you for your leadership. The headline reads, Senator Stabenow responds to Chinese threat over bill to crack down on currency manipulation. Thank you for your leadership on this issue. Thank you for building bipartisan support, since you seem to be the only one in Congress that's able to do that. So I want to thank you for that. But it's important right here and right now, and I think that you've drawn a line in the sand, and you said enough's enough. We're not going to take this any longer.
Well, Tony, that's right. I mean, you know, we understand we're in a global economy. We can compete with anybody and win if the rules are fair and if there's a level playing field, you know, everybody following the same rules. And because I'm saying all the time, I mean, we want to export our products, but not our jobs, which is what we've been doing. And the biggest offender in the international community is China. They came into this world organization where everybody agreed to follow the rules. 10 years ago, called the WTO, World Trading Organization. So they come into this group. The idea was, well, if China's in the tent, we'll be able to enforce against them if they don't follow the rules. So there's agreement to bring them in as part of this World Trading Group. Well, ever since then, they've been breaking one rule after another. They steal our patents. They block our companies from selling to their government while Chinese companies sell to ours. And the biggest thing is the way they value their money. And I know this can make people's eyes glaze over, but currency manipulation really means that they can cheat in the way they calculate the value of their money so that their products are artificially cheaper. So they get a discount artificially, not because they did something different, not because they cost less even, but because they cheated on the way they value the currency exchange from one to the other. And so that means that our companies can artificially look like their prices are up to 40% higher when they're trying to sell them in China or here in this country against Chinese goods. And Chinese goods can be, 30 to 40% lower just because they cheat as they revalue their currency versus ours. And what does that mean? Well, that's cost us about 2 million jobs. And the estimate is that if we could get them to stop doing that and be part of a global economy and what they call float your currency, where it's all equal as to what the values are, then we could gain in the next couple of years 1.6 million jobs. And some say that it could be as many as 2 million or more. And it doesn't cost anything. And this is not something that involves spending any money. It just means that China needs to follow the rules. And so, you mentioned bipartisanship. I've been working on this for years. I've put in bipartisan bills for years. We finally got big enough coalition in the Senate, folks from every part of the country who realize that this is affecting them. It's not just us in manufacturing anymore. The textiles down in the South, agriculture is affected. Every part of the economy is now affected. And so we've gotten a coalition. The initial vote we had to take to get this bill up, we had over 70 members. You don't get that very often these days in the Senate out of 100. And now today we'll have the final vote. So we'll see. The Republican leader is pushing back very hard, trying to stop us from winning. So we'll see. But we've, for the first time, had a very big vote. China's paying attention. As you mentioned, they came out actually with statements blasting this. And my feeling is, it really is enough is enough. We know we have a complicated relationship with China. We know that, we borrow for them to pay our debt. But we're also their largest consumer market. They need us too. And we've not exercised our own strengths to push back, because I think it's just the way they view the world economy, they're going to push it as far as they can. And it's time for us to stand up and say no.
Right. And Senator Stabenow, you are the first elected I have ever heard say those words with regard to China. And I want to thank you and applaud you for that courage. Thank you very much.
Well, from my standpoint in Michigan, where we've been hit harder, deeper, longer than any place else in the country here economically, it's about time we were fighting for American jobs and American workers. And we've turned the corner. There's actually some good news, Tony. I don't know if you saw yesterday, Michigan came out and there's a new report, technology report, that we were actually number one in new technology jobs created last year. And we're now the number one state in new clean energy patents, meaning we've got a lot of folks creating a lot of good ideas, a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of great engineers and skilled workforce and so on. But if we're going to take this to the next level, the rules have got to be fair internationally. And we've got to make sure that, countries like China aren't allowed to cheat anymore.
Well, I just joined a group, a local group that is really focused on fair trade. And I don't need to remind this audience, but I will anyway, that the annual trade deficit with China stands at about $250 billion, Senator. And that's just wrong, because we're not playing on a level playing field. There is nothing fair about the rules. And all you're saying is, let's make it fair, and then we'll let the market decide who buys what and at what price.
Absolutely. I mean, we're not afraid of competition, you know. Americans created competition. You know, we're not afraid of that. But, you know, we've seen what happens when other countries, and again, particularly China, because as large as they are and their feeling about really not having to follow the rules, we've seen what happens, that, you know, it's very difficult to compete. I was talking with some folks that are involved in the textile industry, which everybody thinks has gone away, but it's actually coming back in the U.S., and they're competing and creating denim for jeans and doing a number of things. But they said they're at about a 30% disadvantage right now because of this issue of their getting a discount because, you know, they don't follow the rules. And so if we want that industry to come back, we better pay attention and make sure that we create a level playing field for them. So, and it's been that way for autos for years. We've fought back on auto supply and tires issues. And, you know, I very much appreciate this administration has brought a series of actions against China for our specific industries, which is great, but we need to tackle the bigger issue, which is this question of, in a global economy, how they value their money in relationship to other countries, so that when you trade, you know, their currency, the RMB, for dollars, is it done in this with the same rules that every other country uses, or are they pegging it, what they call it, in a way so that they're always going to be cheaper? That's what they do. They give themselves an artificial discount so they always get the edge, the benefit by the way they do this.
Well, so, I'm encouraged by this bill. I do want to let this audience know they need to reach out to their senators today. They need to reach out to their Congress members today. We need support on this. This needs to pass. This is a common sense measure that levels the playing field. And, Senator, again, thank you for your leadership on this. And I appreciate your time this morning.
Well, it's great to talk with you. And, you know, if we can get this through the Senate today, then all eyes are going to be on the House, where they've indicated, you know, at this point there's great resistance coming over there from a Republican majority. So even though there's bipartisan support over there, so we're going to need to have everybody calling and asking that the House bring it up.
And we will absolutely do that. Senator Stabenow, again, thank you for your time. We've got to get to a break here, folks. This is what leadership does. This is what leadership does. We'll be back.
Over the last decade, we have spent $1 trillion on war at a time of rising debt and hard economic times. Now, we must invest in America's greatest resource, our people.
On 1310 WDTW.
Recently on First Shift.
Joining me now is Richard Bernstein, and I'm just so happy to have you back on the program today.
Tony, the pleasure is mine, and thank you so much for doing this show. Your voice and the work that you do is so desperately needed that it really is. It's just a privilege for me to be a part of a show that's out there really spreading the voice, spreading the word the way that you are.
He's my publicist now, by the way, folks. Richard Bernstein is now my publicist. You know, at
First Shift with Tony Trippiano on 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the home page. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He's comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contests.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow
us.
At Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized, with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family, and UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Don't adjust your radio. This transmission is meant for you. It's First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. 10 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, again, Debbie Stabenow, our senator, our junior senator here from the state of Michigan, leading in a way that we need leadership, especially an issue that we need leadership on. We've got a quarter of a trillion dollar deficit in trade with China. And as she said, we borrow a lot of money from China, but that doesn't make us their bitch, if you will. Yeah, I guess I couldn't really say that when she was on with me, could I? We can't be pushed around. We cannot continue to be manipulated by a government, the Chinese government, who acts as if, well, you know, if we don't do it the way they want us to do it, well, then they're just going to turn off the faucet. That's not true. They need, as she pointed out, Senator Stabenow pointed out to us, they need what we buy. They need us to continue to buy. And so we do have some leverage here, but we need law. We need precedent. You know, we need to do this. We need to develop the kind of legislation that limits currency manipulation, because they are artificially keeping the yuan low, and they benefit from that. Did you hear what she said? By the tune of about 40%. So they're actually getting rich off of selling to us, and then they're taking that money and loaning it to us. Are you not offended by that at some level? So all she's saying is we can compete with anybody in the world. It just needs to be on a level playing field. If we pass this currency manipulation legislation, it goes a huge ways toward leveling that playing field and therefore creating, what did she say, 1.6 million jobs here in the United States of America. But if nothing else resonates with you, the idea that the Chinese get wealthy off of us buying their product, and then they take that money that was ours to begin with and loan it back to us, are you not offended by that in some way? And they're actually able to do that because we don't have laws on the books that protect currency manipulation. And there's nothing illegal about it. That's the problem. It's cheating. It's dishonest, but it's not illegal. And so all she's saying, and by the way, that bipartisan support in the Senate, 79-12. 79-12. It's in the House that we have issues. Because of the Tea Party. All right, let's go to the phones here real quick. Let's welcome Mike in Westland. Mike, welcome to First Shift. Thanks for punching in. What's on your mind?
Hey, I actually agree with Debbie Stabenow in regards to dealing with the Chinese as far as currency manipulation. That's a conversation that's been going on for a good number of years, and there needs to be some action taken on it. And with that thought, Tony, as far as passing bills, what do you think about the Senate passing the budget?
What does that have to do with this topic?
It's passing bills. They're talking about passing bills, and they're being held up in the House. Tea Party, but what about a Senate that hasn't passed a budget in over 900 days?
Okay, Mike, thanks for your call. You know, I knew he was going to do it, Jeff, so that doesn't surprise me. That doesn't surprise me at all.
Why did he sing Tea Party? That was kind of weird.
I don't know. God bless him. But he actually agrees with Debbie Stabenow, that in and of itself. This is a fairly, Jeff, nonpartisan issue. You stop and think about, and again, I really couldn't say it with the senator on the line, but the Chinese act like we're their bitch, that we're going to just do whatever they want us to do because we owe them a lot of freaking money, right? So they just figure they can do what they want. This is an important way to stand up to that, Jeff. This is a real important way to stand up to that. Now, unfortunately, your Tea Party people and your ultra conservatives, Republicans in the House, are going to say no. We can't do this. We can't do this. This is not the way it goes. This is not good diplomacy. It's good policy. That's what it is. It's good policy. Currency manipulation makes Chinese exports unfairly cheap in the U.S. There's no question that's true. And then products more expensive in China, displacing the U.S. products in U.S. jobs. I mean, this is what the Chinese has done is create kind of their own they're subsidizing their own workforce by doing this. The White House, by the way, has conceded that the nation of 1 billion people, which is China, with its combination of cheap labor, easy money, undervalued currency, heavy investments in manufacturing, and focusing on exports, has built an impressive economic engine. The Chinese and the U.S. have the two largest economies in the world globally. From 2008 through 2010, China contributed more than 40% of the world's growth. That's huge. But according to Debbie Stabenow, she says in an article I have in front of me, China's illegal currency manipulation directly translates to lost American jobs and suffering for families, especially in Michigan. Tom Watkins, who is the former state superintendent of schools, is a business consultant who has made dozens of trips to China over the last 25 years. He said the currency issue makes for good China-bashing politics in America, but also risk the prospect of retaliation by the Chinese government. This is rich. Rather than looking for a boogeyman to blame for the United States' economic woes, Watkins said Washington should recognize the many nuances of the issue, including the U.S. government's perceived weakness due to its multi-trillion-dollar debt owed to China, and deal with the problem with finesse. Well, my opinion has been when you try to finesse with people that are holding you hostage economically, they win. They win. All right, one more quick call because we got to get out of here for the top of the hour. This is a great topic, and I want to thank Senator Stabenow for her leadership on this issue. I really do. She's leading at this point. I like that a lot. 888-552-3595. Jim in Plymouth joins us now. Jim, welcome to First Shift. What's on your mind?
Thanks, Tony. I was just wondering if you're familiar with the trade bills that are going to go to the Senate involving trade agreements with Korea, Panama, and Colombia.
Yeah, I'm against them.
Okay, that's what I wanted to hear. I don't know what's in them, but I'm not in favor of them from what I've heard.
Well, let me tell you, and Jeff, remind me to get some people on to talk about this. Jim, they're just not good policy. Again, I'm more focused on fair trade than free trade. These would not be fair. It would cost, in my opinion, a couple hundred thousand U.S. jobs, which we cannot afford to do. I think we need to back away from fair trade until we get NAFTA refigured out. We need to redo the NAFTA thing. We need to take care of the problems we have before we create new ones, is what I'm saying. And these would create problems. Russ coming up with traffic and weather, CNN with headline news. David Hecker, president of the American Federation of Teachers, in the next hour. Lot to get to, so you're going to want to stay right where you're at. We've got more than enough time for open lines as well. I'm Tony Trupiano. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW. We will be right back.
Team 10.
1310 WDTW. Continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. We got an accident northbound 75 after 6 out of 6. The left lane is blocked. Traffic is backed up to 8 Mile. 75 southbound from 14 Mile down through 8 Mile. You're going to find some delays. 6 out of 6 westbound between Coolidge and Southfield. Yep. It's a little bit slow there, too. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service today, some dense fog early, of course, but that will burn off rather quickly once the sun comes up, a high in the lower 70s. Tonight, some patchy fog late, mostly clear, a low around 51, and then sunny tomorrow after the fog burns off, a high right around 80 degrees. Right now, it's foggy and 51 at Detroit City Airport.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us,
like us,
love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Hey, it's Jeff from First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. right here on 1310 WDTW.
Dearborn, Detroit.
Now, time for news from CNN.
CNN Radio, I'm Bill Caiaccio. Leading the news of this hour, Steve Jobs died Wednesday, but his legacy will live forever with his many inventions, like the iPhone. Jobs spoke at Stanford University's commencement in 2005 about overcoming impossible odds to make dreams come true.
We worked hard, and in 10 years, Apple had grown from just the two of us in a garage into a $2 billion company with over 4,000 employees.
Jobs was 56 years old. Apple is planning an employee celebration to honor Jobs' life. Sarah Palin says she's not going to run for president next year. The Wall Street Journal's Stephen Moore thinks a lot of Republicans are happy about that.
Most conservatives are kind of relieved that Sarah Palin is not running. I don't think she would have added a whole lot to this race.
Palin was facing an October 28th deadline to get into the first primary in New Hampshire. The pathologist who did the autopsy on Michael Jackson and ruled his death a homicide could testify at the manslaughter trial of Dr. Conrad Murray today. Murray's interview with police will also be played in court soon. Retailers are getting ready for the all-important holiday shopping season, but CNN's Michael Jones explains why it may not be easy to find part-time work for the holidays.
Instead of ho-ho-ho, retailers are expressing a ho-hum attitude towards holiday hiring. The National Retail Federation says merchants are expected to hire just 480,000 to 500,000 workers this year. That's in line with last year, but still a long way from pre-recession highs. Consumers are reluctant to splurge even on gifts, so retailers will be playing it safe. Holiday retail sales are expected to increase by 2.8%. Michael Jones, CNN.
Swedish poet Tomas Tranströmer won the Nobel Prize in Literature today. The Nobel Peace Prize will be awarded tomorrow. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
The Home Depot has a new lower price on top-rated Behr Premium Plus interior paint. 1 gallon cans now start at just $19.96 every day. It's the paint you trust, and it just got more affordable. So this weekend, you can take your living room from tired to inspired and your walls from white to bright. Then keep them that way, all thanks to Behr Premium Plus interior paint, now just $19.96. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only, C-store for details.
Notice things are different now that you're a little older? Lower energy, more fat, it all could be the signs of testosterone levels dropping. We can boost testosterone by 61% with Ageless Male, a safe, natural supplement that helps you maintain normal, healthy testosterone levels. Be an Ageless Male. For your risk-free trial, 1-800-289-2987. 1-800-289-2987. 1-800-289-2987.
First, Germany's leader urges more monetary stimulus to stabilize banking systems in Europe. Now this morning, the Bank of England is announcing a bond sale as a stimulus to that nation's financial system. That word is providing an extra boost to European markets and helping accelerate already higher U.S. stock futures. Right now, S&P futures are gaining 2 points, NASDAQ futures up 6, Dow futures rising 31. We're also seeing oil futures on the rise and early electronic trades gaining a little more than a half dollar to more than $80 a barrel. Coming up in the following hour, the Labor Department reports on new unemployment claims. It's a bigger deal today than most weeks because it foreshadows by one day the government's comprehensive employment reading for September. Economists expect this morning's report to show the number of new unemployment claims to rise back above the 400,000 level for last week. Again, stock futures higher, S&P futures up too. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
They employ much of the world's workforce, contribute a great deal to the global GDP. Look out your window and you'll see a bunch of them, building, collaborating, innovating. Some call them mid-sized businesses, but there's nothing mid about them. They're engines, and we'd like to introduce them to you. IBM and the Good Company Project are proud to present some of the most inspired mid-sized companies and their business partners, helping to build a smarter planet. Get to know these engines by visiting facebook.com/midmarketIBM. Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
So, you want to lease this new space for your business. Looks like it's set up for about 50 employees, but right now, you only have 19. I'm just curious, what are you going to do with the rest of the space?
Outgrow it.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
The Home Depot has a new lower price on top-rated Behr Premium Plus interior paint. 1 gallon cans now start at just $19.96 every day. It's the paint you trust, and it just got more affordable. So this weekend, you can take your living room from tired to inspired and your walls from white to bright. Then keep them that way, all thanks to Behr Premium Plus interior paint, now just $19.96. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only, $6.00.
Notice things are different now that you're a little older? Lower energy, more fat, it all could be the signs of testosterone levels dropping. We can boost testosterone by 61% with Ageless Male, a safe, natural supplement that helps you maintain normal, healthy testosterone levels. Be an Ageless Male. For your risk-free trial, 1-800-289-2987. 1-800-289-2987. 1-800-289-2987.
Change mandates vision. Vision mandates intelligence. Intelligence mandates thought, and thought demands attention. As we look for leadership that demonstrates courage and conscience, we ask the deliberate question that provides the path to truth. And that question is, are you ready for change? And if you are you ready for First Shift with Tony Trupiano?
And welcome, everybody. Tony Trupiano with you on this Thursday morning. What a morning it's been. We are in wait of David Hecker, and until we get him, it's you and I. I got to tell you, there's a sense of excitement building about the Tigers game this evening. 8:07 is first pitch and on TBS, and looking forward to that a great deal. I'm optimistic that they're going to do well tonight. I really feel good about tonight's game, and let me have it, okay? Just let me have it. We had posted to the Facebook page in the last hour, and I want to mention it very quickly, but certainly don't want to gloss over it. Meijer stores, which, by the way, are UFCW stores, they're going to be doing some hiring for the holidays. And I'm not guaranteeing you a job, and I'm not guaranteeing you once the holidays are over you'll still have a job. But for those of you that are looking for work, this is a good opportunity to pick up some cash during the holidays. It's a good opportunity to perhaps put yourself in line for a job. As the article states, it's in the Freep today, but if you just go to the Facebook page, the First Shift Facebook page, you can click right through to the article. You know, it says they're always looking to add good people. So, you know, keep in mind that, you know, this could turn into a permanent job. But this is the time, folks. If you should probably be reaching out to retailers right now who are looking to add staff for the holidays. They're going to be doing it in the next few weeks. I know that for the Meijer stores, you want to go to joinmeijer.com, joinmeijer.com, M-E-I-J-E-R. And that is, you know, one way to do that. And so you can apply right online, but I would suggest you do it today. You know, if you can do it right now, I'd suggest you do it right now. But this is a great opportunity. They're going to be hiring a lot of people. a lot of people. We do have David Hecker scheduled for this hour, and I'm just assuming that something came up because I talked to David yesterday, and we're going to get him on as quickly as we can. And so as soon as he calls us up, we'll put him on air. In the meantime, I've got to tell you that there's been so much going on this morning. Some of it's quite disturbing. I do want to mention again very quickly, it's very sad. Steve Jobs has passed away. The inventor of the Apple computer, Macintosh, Apple II, the iPod, the iPad, the iPhone. Amazing, amazing stuff. What Steve Jobs has done, and by the way, he's 21, you know, because David Hecker comes to mind, I think of education, of course, and what Apple did for education is uncommon. I still think to this day the majority of computers in a classroom are of the Apple variety. They are just an amazing company. They've always been focused on education and helping public schools and private schools. And a sad day. I mean, this is truly a very sad day. And as we take a look at a life, when you think about what he has been able to accomplish in his short life, 56 years old, it's an awfully young to be dying. He's left an impression. I said earlier in the show, we can put him in the same category as Edison and Benjamin Franklin. I honestly believe that. Because he was an innovator in so many ways. If you'd like to join us, we're going to go open lines. Feel free to do that. 888-552-3595. And let us welcome Stephen Monroe to First Shift. Steve, it's a pleasure to have you back on. I hope you're well.
Good morning, Tony. Go Tigers.
Absolutely.
And I agree with the currency manipulation from China. I think the bigger question is, who has more leverage? And unfortunately, we have leverage, but I think they have more leverage. And when push comes to shove, I think we lose that battle because although, you know, they rely on our trade, we rely on them more than they rely on our trade.
I don't disagree with that, but that doesn't mean that we should just sit back and take it, does it, Steve?
Oh, no. Look, we got it through the Senate. Let's take it to the House. Let's pass it through. But at the end of the day, I just believe we're going to lose that battle because I think they have the upper hand with respect to leverage. I just feel that.
Well, and I don't know that I could come up with a good argument to counter that. And I think that realistically, you're right. We need their money badly. There's no question that's true, unfortunately. And until we start making other smart decisions, we're still going to continue to need that money. But at the same time, that doesn't mean, as I just said, we just sit back and take it. This currency manipulation bill is an important step going forward. And I think that
sure,
it begins to build a foundation. So I appreciate your thoughts on that, Steve. I truly do. It's important, folks, that you know we don't stand around. And for those that weren't with us in the last hour, Senator W. Stabenow was with us talking about her bill that would curtail Chinese currency manipulation, artificially lowering the value of the yuan, which is their currency, making it giving them an unfair advantage in the marketplace. 888-552-3595. Let's go to my buddy Amir in Detroit. Amir, welcome back to First Shift. As always, a pleasure to talk to you.
Good morning, Tony and Jeff. That's a good job what Ms. Stabenow is doing with the currency manipulation. Two, I wish you'd pass a bill about no more H-1B visas. We have people in the United States of America that are intelligent enough if we train them to do any job. Two, to your caller that talked about the 200 and some bills that was passed in the House and the Senate sat on, that was 300 and something filibusters by the Republicans, minority leaders Mitch McConnell and Orrin Hatch. So tell him, it wasn't the Senate. It was the Republicans in the Senate that held up those bills. And with China, I'm not worried about us calling their currency manipulation because if they want to play trade wars, we are the American people. And trust me, we have enough intelligence, enough means, and enough ways, and enough context to where we can actually satisfy ourselves.
Well, again, I think, again, it's so important, Amir, that we do not that we do not just lay over and play dead, and we need to fight, and we need to fight at every level. We need to start sending the message loud and clear that we're just not going to take this. I can't say that. We're not going to take it anymore.
Right. And the main thing is we're the United States of America. We the people, own 70-some percent of our own deficit. 70%, remember that. China doesn't own that much of us. Yes, they do ship a lot of stuff into us, but we control it, we own it, and we can do what we want because we are the United States of America.
Absolutely.
And to that, to your caller before, the Republicans been holding up anything and everything, so I don't care what you try and say about Democrats, the Senate, the House, it's all Republicans.
It is all Republicans holding everything up. You're right. Amir, we got to get to the next call. I appreciate it. I do appreciate it. 888-552-3595. Let us go to Earl in Ypsilanti. Earl, been a while, pal. Hey. How you been?
Yeah, I've been out of town, Tony. I've been great. I'm calling to talk about the China situation. You know, they need us. They need our llamas to dump their crap into. And, you know, as far as what we have outstanding debt with them, what are they going to do, call it in and turn it into toilet paper? You know, right now it has an intrinsic value that we owe, like, what, $1.5 trillion or whatever our debt is to China. If they call it in, they're shooting themselves in the foot. And along the lines of what Amir was trying to say, I believe he was saying that we have the wherewithal. If we start lacking in certain areas, you know, in our economy, that I think some American could pick up and we can start making for ourselves once again.
Right.
And I believe that has to happen. And I think that this whole issue has been swept under the rug way too long. And, you know, if we're going to get this economy rolling and working for all Americans, we need to, you know, address this 800-pound elephant in the room.
No question, Earl. No question about it. We need to start. The currency manipulation bill is a good start. We need to just start pushing back. And we, you know, yeah. I think that as much as I appreciate what Steve said, I mean, I don't disagree with Steve. They do have the upper hand, Earl. They do. There's no question that's true. But that doesn't mean that we have to take it. You know, and, you know, I don't know, you know, historically, if we're going to borrow money, let's loan it to ourselves. We are as historically low interest rates. Let's borrow it from ourselves.
I would like to recommend a book for you to read at your time, Tony. It's called The Coming China Wars. It's written by Peter Navarro. He's a professor at the U of C Berkeley. He's an economist. And it talks about how every night that the Chinese leaders go to sleep without an uprising, they made it through another day. And it's not about a war in the sense of military. It's talking about how they're going to feed one-fifth of humanity and how, you know, they're going to, you know, maintain order in their own government and their own people, and you know, keep the peace.
Absolutely,
it's very enlightening. You know that they're a spark. You know, something like our Occupy Wall Street in China could really spread big over there. Speaking of Occupy, are we going to do an Occupy Detroit? Are you aware of?
Yeah, there's an Occupy Detroit. There's an Occupy Lansing. There's an Occupy Flint. I don't know where the other ones are, but all you have to do is, in fact, on our Facebook page, there's an Occupy Detroit link. Earl, check that out. We got to get to the break, though. Thank you so much for your call. Absolutely, pal. It was good to hear from you again. I'm Tony Truppiano. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW. We're going to take a break and be right back.
With Tony Trubiano.
Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, are you a flake?
Well, I think that would be insulting.
But you understand when I say that's what the rap on you is.
On 1310
WDTW.
1310 WDTW. Continuous Traffic Watch.
Got a couple of accidents out there this morning. 75 northbound after 11 mile. The left lane is blocked. Traffic is backed up to 8 mile. And then 75 northbound at Northland. We have an accident there on the shoulder. Traffic is backed up about a mile behind that. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, sunny, a high near 73. Tonight, some patchy dense fog late, mostly clear, a low around 51. Tomorrow, after the fog burns off, sunny, a high near 79. Right now, it's a little on the foggy side yet, more hazy than anything, and 51 degrees at Detroit City Airport.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He's comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
It's new. It's blue. It's from Mucinex. New Fast Max Liquids. Your worst cold symptoms are about to meet their match. Fast Max is the first multi-symptom liquid for adults from Mucinex. Mr. Mucus and his friends won't know what hit them. Mucinex in, mucus out. Use as directed.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
I'm Peyton Manning. On the football field, I always have to prepare for the unexpected. My teammates and I train to think fast and be ready ahead of the game. You can be ready with the help of your local American Red Cross. The American Red Cross can help all of us prepare for life's emergencies. Take life-saving CPR or first aid courses. Make an emergency plan or learn how to build a disaster supplies kit. Contact the American Red Cross today.
Call 1-800-HELP-NOW or visit redcross.org to learn more.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Recently on First Shift.
Joining me now is State Representative Harvey Santana.
Welfare was never intended to become a lifestyle. Are there abuses? Absolutely. But my question to the other side was, if you know where the abuses are, then why aren't we talking about that? Why are we talking about cutting people off so callously? I mean, there was never even a lead-in time. It was October 1st, that's it, you're caught off.
First Shift with Tony.
On 1310 WDTW.
My favorite way to wake up in the morning is with Tony Trupiano. And First Shift, First Shift, First Shift on 1310 WDTW. Now here's Tony.
And welcome back. Let me just fast forward to what we got to get to. We had a little communication issue this morning, but as promised, David Hecker from the American Federation of Teachers joins us this morning. And, David, I appreciate your time. Sorry about the communication snafu.
No problem, Tony. It's great to be on again.
I appreciate it. There's a lot of stuff I want to get to today, but I just want to start off by saying it's clear the Republican legislature it has a grudge against teachers in the state of Michigan that continue to put legislation out there that is anti-teacher, anti-middle class, anti-family, anti-union.
Absolutely. We could differ on with people from different political parties or within our political party as to some of the best strategies to improve education. But there's legislation out there that has absolutely nothing to do with improving education, has nothing to do with creating jobs. It just has to do with totally undercutting the ability of school unions to operate. You know, basic things like the House passed legislation that says the school district cannot deduct dues from someone's paycheck. So after teachers and school employees decide they want dues deduction, decide how much the dues should be, they don't want to allow the school district to deduct those dues from the paycheck to make it easier for the teacher to pay what the teacher wants to pay. There's other legislation that would basically prohibit unions from talking with school employees, not during work time clearly, but, you know, during lunch, during other times of the workday when people are not working about the union. You know, there's right to work, or what they call freedom to teach, which is right to work for teachers. And, you know, that legislation is just totally designed to undercut the ability of school unions to operate. Nothing to do about improving education, nothing to do about creating jobs.
And the question would be, it's a simple one, why? Why would they continue this assault on teachers? I mean, if there is ever a time in our history that we need good foundational community teachers, it's now. So why would they decide that this is the best way to foster an atmosphere that is anything but friendly to the people we need?
Well, and what's most amazing about it, Tony, is that if you poll the public, and there have been many polls of the public, people have loved their children's teachers and the support staff at the schools who help the kids so much. They have great respect for these people, and the desire to take away the voice of teachers, which is basically what you're doing when you undercut their unions, because as individuals, they're not going to have nearly the voice they have as the collective. You know, it's really a question for the people designing this legislation and passing this these bills. To ask them why. I mean, you know, it's the same people who want to lift the cap on the number of charter schools when the research shows, as you know, Tony, that charter schools do no better if as well as traditional schools, or want to have a large number of cyber schools, although there's no research at all that shows that an education that is 100% cyber is anything close to a traditional school. You know, they want to privatize teachers.
I'm going to have Bernie Porn on tomorrow that's going to talk about a recent poll he did that shows that parents don't want more charter schools.
That's right. Parents don't want more charter schools. Parents don't want more cyber schools. Parents don't want to see their teachers privatized. Parents understand the tremendous role teachers and support staff have in their children's lives. Now, you know, second to family, and if they're a religious family, they're a religious leader. It's the teacher and it's the staff at schools that really impact these children so much. You know, there used to be an ad, you know, if you like your doctor, thank your teacher, right?
Right. Yeah.
And then on top of all this, Tony, you know, people listen, probably read the same article or, you know what's going on in Lansing, that they already cut, as you know, $1 billion from our children's education. $470 a child less a school district is getting. Now there's a proposal to eliminate the tax on commercial personal property. So eliminate the tax on business personal property like furniture and machines. If they do that, that will take close to $600 million away from Michigan public schools. And that's not my computation. That's not AFT's computation. That's the House Fiscal Agency's computation.
Right, and then the insanity of that, David Hecker, is they're talking about eliminating the personal property tax without a plan to replace it with anything.
That's right.
Let me get to it. We've got a caller that's been waiting a while. Let me get to the call, and then because we're up against the clock as well. If you have a question or comment, 888-552-3595. Mary joins us now. Mary, welcome to First Shift. You're on the air with David Hecker.
Thank you, David. This is Mary Kelly. I am the leader of the Recall Patrick Colbeck group. And our members would like to know, based on most of the legislation you just spoke about, will you and AFT support our recall efforts?
It was hard to hear you a little bit, but you're involved in the recall of Senator Colbeck?
Yes.
Right. Okay. So we are not involved in those recalls, Mary. And, you know, we... like yourself, other great people doing this great work. But, you know, we feel we have to be strategic in all this. And if one or two senators are recalled, it's, you know, it doesn't change the makeup of the state Senate. I understand the message that it sends, but it's a matter of allocating what resources we have in the best way possible. And while we applaud and, you know, praise the people so active in this and so much not wanting to be represented by someone who votes the way Senator Kovach votes, just from a strategic point of view, we just don't think it's the best place to put our union resources. Obviously, I'm sure we have individual members who are involved.
Right. And let me just make a quick statement here. Folks, we have this is a free speech zone, and everybody has access. And David answered the question and didn't shy away from the question, but I will not allow this program to be used as an individual soapbox for people that are trying to get to David Hecker because it's the only way they think they can. It's not the way we do things here on First Shift, and I will not allow that to happen again. Now, Mary, I gave you your chance on my show, and we'll give you another chance on my show, and I do support these recalls. That doesn't mean David has to. And to use this show for your political gain was wrong. And that's all I'm going to say on that issue. David, can I keep you another segment? We kind of got a little, you know, weird sure. with the time, but you know, I want to talk more about this personal property tax because I don't think people understand, because most people are not individually involved in that. Unless you right. own a business, you don't even know that there's such a thing as a personal property tax. Right. I've owned lots of businesses, and everything from your computer to pots and pans, depending on what your business is, can be taxed, and that is critical to your local municipality, especially your schools. So right. we're going to take a quick break here. David Hecker, again, right. president of the American Federation of Teachers, is my guest. I'm Tony Truppiano. This is First Shift. A very, very quick break here. When we come back, we'll continue our discussion a little bit more on the personal property tax, and we're going to ask David what he thinks about the Occupy Wall Street and Occupy events, period. I think he's got something to say on that. I'm Tony Truppiano. Stay with us. We'll be back.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. We've got a new accident that's popped up. Eastbound M14 at 275. It's blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up to Sheldon Road. Also looking at some delays on 696 westbound from or around DeQuinder all the way through Southfield Road. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, sunny, a high in the lower 70s. Tonight, some patchy dense fog late, mostly clear, a low around 51. Then tomorrow, after the fog burns off, sunny and highs getting into the upper 70s to around 80. Right now, it's fair and 51 degrees at Detroit City Airport. More First Shift coming up after this.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift with me, Tony Truppiano, after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
Comedy Central's Stephen Colbert points out that political statements and even political facts these days don't have to be true. All they need, Colbert insists, is some element of truthiness. This seems to be the strategy of Texas Yeehaw Rick Perry. In presidential debates, he's shown that he's simply no good at getting his mind around true facts, so he makes up his own. For example, he was stung recently when other candidates charged that a lobbyist for Merck got him to mandate in 2007 that all Texas preteen girls be vaccinated with an anti-cancer drug, a drug that Merck just happens to sell. Uh-uh, the governor retorted. It was not the drug lobbyists that prompted his actions, but the heart-rending pleas of a cancer patient who had come into his office. I got lobbied by a 31-year-old young lady, Perry slapped back at his critics. How truthy. The lady was real, and she did visit with him in his office, but not before he issued his gubernatorial order on behalf of Merck. It was not until 3 weeks later that Perry first met her. So the assertion that he was motivated by humanitarian compassion is untrue, false, a fib, a lie. Perry's story is further stained by the actual fact that as he was preparing to do this sweeping favor for Merck, the drug maker deposited a $5,000 campaign donation in his pocket. When this was brought up in another debate, Perry tightened into a purity pose and snapped that he was offended by the suggestion that he could be bought for $5,000. Perry thought this retort put the Merck issue to rest. But instead, it sounded as though he was setting a price floor for other corporate funders, signaling that maybe $6,000 would not offend him. This is Jim Hightower saying Perry needs to heed the advice of baseball great Ted Williams. If you don't think too good, don't think too much. Hightower's commentary is brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown. From Wall Street to Washington, this monthly newsletter reveals who's doing what to whom and why. Check it out, HightowerLowdown.org.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
You're listening to 1310 WDTW, Detroit's Progressive Talk, the home for First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Now here's Tony.
Welcome back. David Hecker with me, president of the American Federation of Teachers. If you have a question or comment, you're always welcome. 888-552-3595. Lots going on in the world of education. And in fact, folks, we are working on a package here. We're gonna do a Teacher of the Month. We want to celebrate our teachers. If you have a product or service that you would like to donate to that package, let me know. Send me an email, tony@thetonyshow.org. That's tony@thetonyshow.org. It's time we start showing teachers a little bit of love. I've talked to a lot of them. David, I get a lot of emails from teachers. They just, they're down, David. There's no other way to put that. They're down. I mean, they love their job. They love what they're doing. They couldn't wait to get back in the classroom this fall, which they did a few weeks back. But they're down, David. They need a little love is what they need.
Absolutely. You know, I've been traveling around the state, Tony, meeting with the, having dinners with the presidents of locals, just in small groups, just to have a good informal discussion as to what's going on in their school district or their university or college, how people are feeling, et cetera, et cetera. And I'll be in Escoda tonight, meeting with a number of our locals in the north, the northeast part of the state. And, you know, what I'm told over and over and over again is about how low morale is, that people got into this profession not to get rich, not to make a killing. They got into this profession because of their strong, strong commitment to the children, their commitment as to how important public education is for our communities, for this country, for the future of our state. And every day they either get an email from us or they open up the newspaper or they listen to your radio show and they hear how they're being come after. Either their voice is attempt to quiet their voice by totally undercutting their unions or bills that try to implement quote-unquote school reform that is not at all based in research whatsoever.
Absolutely. Anyway, let's go back to our conversation about personal property tax. Again, it sounds like it would be something everybody should know about, personal property tax, but it is indeed, it's a business tax, and it is important especially to municipalities and schools. In fact, only to municipalities and schools, and the Republicans in the legislature are looking to eliminate it. Again, David, I said that the problematic part of this is there's no plan to replace it. You can't keep on adding through subtraction. It just doesn't work this way.
Right. I mean, you know, do we have the best overall tax system in the world? No. Do we need to look at our tax system. I mean, on income tax, we need to go to a graduated income tax. We have a flat tax in this state, one of four states that have that. Are there other ways to take a look at how we tax individuals, how we tax businesses? We need to always look at that. But as you said, you can't eliminate the revenue of a tax and not replace it. I mean, $573 million from schools, you know, about an equal amount from cities. You know, people rely, obviously, the schools, you know, everyone knows what the schools do for our children and our communities, but people also rely on the great services that cities provide. And, you know, the bottom line here is, you know, earlier this year they cut business taxes by 86%. This would be another cut on top of the 86%. And, you know, they live by this economic theory that has been proven not to work called trickle-down. And it's been proven not to work. It doesn't create jobs. These tax cuts are going to go into corporate profits, not into creating jobs. And it's sad. It's sad when you think about what this means for the future of Michigan.
Yep, no question. And we don't know where this is headed right now, folks. So don't think that there's any reason to feel comfortable or safe. The legislature has not made a public statement on what they plan to do. They would like to eliminate the personal property tax. They do not have a plan. That's the only thing we know definitively. We need to keep our eye on this subject. We really need to keep our eye on that particular topic. You know, David, I wanted to ask you about the Occupy. Occupy Wall Street is the one that's getting a lot of focus right now, but these Occupy groups are sprouting up all over the country in Washington, D.C. I'm going to be emceeing one on the 15th at the state capitol. I know there's going to be one in Detroit. Your thoughts on the Occupy events?
Well, you know, Tony, as I was driving, I don't want to give away my approximate age here, but as I was driving into work today, Jefferson Airplane came on the radio and the song Volunteers, Volunteers of America, which, since I remember, I'm obviously giving away my approximate age. as you know, the line in the song is, look what's happening in the streets. And it's exciting. It's exciting that people just are coming together to say enough is enough is enough. You know, it isn't teachers that spilled all the oil in the Gulf. It isn't firefighters who destroyed people's lives through the financial industry. It's corporations. It's Wall Street that did all this. And it's just very exciting that people are coming together and saying enough is enough is enough. You know, we're going to do everything we can, and if taking it to the street is what we need to do, we'll take it to the street.
Yeah, and interestingly, we'll go back to the caller earlier. Unlike the recalls, unions are very much getting behind the Occupy events in cities all over this country. Many of them not only sending people, they're sending food, they're sending good wishes. And again, this is the First Amendment, David, celebrated in the purest way it can through peaceful protest.
Absolutely. And it is, you know, if needless to say, I wasn't a history teacher, but we all know, you go back in our books, that's how this country was formed and got its independence. We took it to the streets. And again, it would be, we have to do everything we can, demonstrating and doing what they're doing as their expression of their freedom of speech. And if that's what it takes to get people's attention, if that's what it gets to make more people say, hey, what the heck is going on here? You know, corporations, Wall Street should not control this country. Then I applaud the people behind all this and doing it. And you're right. Labor is there supporting it.
Yeah, as I thought they would be, and of course they should be, and they are. And this is, mm-hmm. You know, again, I was having a hard time, David, wrapping my head around this whole leaderless movement. But it occurred to me, and I had somebody call the show the other day and said, you know, Tony, maybe we are all our own individual leaders. This is an opportunity for us to finally just show up and say, for myself, for my family, for my community, I support what's happening here. That it doesn't have to be this massively organized hierarchy with a bullet pointed set of goals. Maybe we need less of that and more of just being present.
Well, I think, in a certain regard, the Occupy Wall Street forces are maybe even a little bit more scary to some in the corporate world, or some who are pushing the policies that aren't good for community, aren't good for people, because it isn't institutions, you know, pulling it together and moving it forward. It's people coming from all walks of life and just, hey, we may differ on this and that, but we have this common bond that Wall Street should not determine what our community is. Wall Street should not determine what opportunities we have.
No, it shouldn't. And, I don't know. I just think it's wonderful. I'm glad to see it growing. I'm glad to see so many people energized by it, David Hecker. And, like any great, idea, it'll have a life of its own. And, I'm going to get involved and, we'll see what happens. First of all, want to remind people, you're going to now be with us every other Thursday at 8 o'clock. We'll get it right after this, I promise. So you will be with us every other week. David Holtz will be with us on the weeks you're not. And so it was a perfect solution for me. I needed more of you. David Holtz needed a little more time, to do what he has to do. So this worked out perfect, and I'm happy to have you, and we'll look forward to having you back on again in 2 weeks.
Well, we appreciate being on every 2 weeks, and thanks so much. Keep up the great work.
My pleasure. David Hecker, once again, president of the American Federation of Teachers of Michigan. And we do enjoy his voice. Now, I'm going to say this one more time, and then we're not going to bring it up again. All right? I give an extraordinary amount of time to activism on this show. I'm an activist. We accomplish nothing by that call that came before the bottom of the hour. To use this program to call out a fellow Democrat, activist, passionate leader is just plain wrong. So I don't know if somebody put you up to it or it was your own clever idea, but you should have never done it. This isn't about calling our own out, ever. And I'll be the first to say it, and I'll say it loud and clear. I'm not about being fair and balanced. I am here to protect the interests of middle-class working families, more specifically, union working families. I believe in democracy. I believe in the First Amendment. And I believe in giving people access and opportunity on this program, no matter what your viewpoint is. But yes, I have a bias. I wear it on my sleeve. I don't hide it, but I will not, cannot tolerate using this program for your own political agenda. It won't happen again. Ever. Ever. All right. We are going to be open lines at the top of the hour. Feel free to bring us up. I don't want to scare off callers now. 888-552-3595. I got a little present for you. For the first two people that call in the next segment, I'm actually going to send you guys a first shift baseball cap. We haven't given any of them away yet. Well, I've given some away at some of the speaking arrangements that I've gone to. But if you'd like a first shift baseball cap, the first two people that call will win a first shift baseball cap. They're awesome. They're embroidered, made in the USA, union made. We got to get to the break. 888-552-3595.
First shift with Tony Trujillo.
Malia and Sasha finish their homework a day ahead of time. Malia's 13, Sasha's 10. They don't wait until the night before. They're not pulling all-nighters. If you know you've got to do something, just do it.
On 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I've made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote.
We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register.
I'm Peyton Manning. On the football field, I always have to prepare for the unexpected. My teammates and I train to think fast and be ready ahead of the game. You can be ready with the help of your local American Red Cross. The American Red Cross can help all of us prepare for life's emergencies. Take life-saving CPR or first aid courses. Make an emergency plan or learn how to build a disaster supplies kit. Contact the American Red Cross today.
Call 1-800-HELP-NOW or visit redcross.org to learn more.
Recently on First Shift.
Joining me now is Cindy Estrada. How are things going with your negotiations with the state?
We're excited because the governor has come out and said that he acknowledges that, you know, here's what we're saying and he's going to look into it. But we can't be an efficient state government when we have so many management. We have a 5.8-1, which means for every 5.8 workers, there's one manager, causing the state to be inefficient, which is outrageous.
First Shift with Tony Triano on 1310 WDTW.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hiller's, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
A new poll about teachers and Michigan and politics. Friday's show are always entertaining right here on First Shift, 6 to 9 in the fabulous Studio R on 1310 WDTW. It just doesn't flow. I just don't know why. I don't know if it's the grammar. Maybe it's me. It's just not flowing.
I'll cut it up. It'll be fine. You can put the board back.
Born for greatness.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Got a question or comment? Call now.
888-552-3595.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
On 1310
WDTW.
And welcome back, Tony Trupiano with us. Listen, you know, some of you are posting to Facebook, you're unhappy with me. I'm telling you, there are lots of opportunities for you folks to stand up. You're not going to use my show to get to people that you can't figure out how to get to another way. Just not going to happen. Now we're just going to have to agree to disagree on this. And if I lose some audience because of this, so be it. So be it. But folks, I sacrifice for you in ways that I don't think you fathom. I do it out of a love for you and democracy. Truly I do. Truly I do. But we've got much bigger fish to fry than to go after each other. And if that's what you folks want to do, please do it elsewhere. We've got a lot of important stuff to do. Okay, now, if we got some baseball caps we'd like to give away, you got to get on air to get them. You can't just call and give us your address, which is what the first caller did. If you'd like a hat to the show, a baseball cap, First Shift, then call the show and get on the air and talk to us, and we will give a couple away today. All right? I want to direct your attention to, and I'm not going to get into it in detail because it's just too much, but I want to direct your attention to the Free Press this morning. There's a great article in there. That's titled, Who's Not Paying Federal Income Tax? Answer might surprise you. And it breaks down those that are paying and those that aren't paying income tax and in what tax group they're in, the middle class, so on and so forth. It's a really interesting breakdown because we've had a lot of discussion about this. We've had a lot of discussion about this, and it makes a lot of sense. It really does make a lot of sense. But it explains it perfectly, and again, I just don't have time to walk through it all because it's a long article. Actually, there's a companion article that goes with it. But I really do want to recommend that you read it and that you actually, you know, share it with other people, pass it on to other people, because there's a lot of really good stuff there. I promise today I'm going to get to some announcements. For those of you that were not with us earlier in the show, We had Reverend Rich Peacock on talking about the march today about the Afghanistan war. And I'll remind you all those details before we get out of here in this hour today, because I'd like to see some of you show up in Royal Oak to do that. It's going to be a pretty good event. Now, before I get to the phones, because I want to stay on top of this story. This is just one of those things where there's so much to get to. But Bob Ficano went before the Wayne County Commission. I mentioned yesterday did not answer the right amount of questions. He's still dodging questions. We're going to save the audio for tomorrow. All right, we're going to save the audio for tomorrow, but he's got some splaining to do. He does. He's got some splaining to do. Fair enough? We'll get to it. We're going to stay on top of this story because a whole lot of money may have gone to these severance packages. Now we're seeing that there were no contracts, legal contracts. They're not dated. They're letter agreements, whatever they are. So we'll see what this is all about. But this is a long way from being done. And by the way, if it just happens to disappear and the Wayne County Commission doesn't follow up on this, I assure you that there are citizens willing to stand up for this one. 888-552-3595. Let's go to Mark and Warren. Mark, welcome to First Shift. Thanks for punching in. What's on your mind?
Morning, Tony. First of all, great job always, and appreciate the voice out there. And thanks for the hat, too, as well. I wanted to comment on Mary's comment. First of all, you know, I'm on the Detroit Federation of Teachers Executive Board, so I know David. David's a great guy, and he's always willing to put information out there. I want to give you a quick little scenario. I was in the American Federation of Teachers conference in Seattle summer before last. And we had some protesters out there. And, of course, Randy Weingarten, when she got up to speak.
Who is your national president? I just want people to know that's your national president.
Yes. And sorry about that. Anyways, she really handled the situation well. And what she said was that, you know, the protesters have a voice as well. So what I'm getting to is Mary's comment. I thought Mary was... you know, she wasn't rude, and a lot of times it's hard for the common union person to get that information out, and David did an excellent job of clarifying. Now, I understand perhaps maybe you have other discourse with this gal or something of that nature, but I thought it was a fair question. And
It wasn't that it's not fair. Here's the deal, and this one happened the last time I had David on. I started getting emails from people saying, you need to ask David Hecker why he's not supporting the recall. And first of all, that's not my job. All right, number one. My job is not to call David Hecker out on the air for not doing what some of his members want him to do. That's not my job, Mark, number one. Number two, okay, number two, why doesn't Mary call David directly? Why does this have to be done on air? She was trying to make him, the point of what she was doing was to make him look bad. She was trying to shame him into something. That's the only reason you do something like that publicly.
Perhaps for some people, but for others, I believe there's a point of clarity. My wife and I are both teachers, and my wife is MEA, I'm AFT. So there are times where clarity is needed because, you know, the two unions, first of all, need to marry each other and get on the same page.
They do. You're right. That, yeah. I would love to see that happen, but that's not my fight.
Absolutely. But anyways, I'm pulling into school here. I got a lot to do. I want to thank you for all you do. And, you know, perhaps I just want to give you another side to think about.
And I appreciate that. Mark, I truly do appreciate that.
It is always great.
Thank you. I do appreciate it.
Thanks again, Tony. You're awesome.
All right, buddy. Thank you so much. Again, I know people are going to disagree with me. Let's just move on from this. I mean, I don't want to make a big, big deal out of this. I just happen to know that this was part of an earlier organized effort. And if it were simply just a point of clarity, it would be one thing. But I know it wasn't. You don't have to believe me, but I know it wasn't. All right, quickly, I got to get to some announcements here. Tonight in Royal Oak at 5 o'clock, meet at the Royal Oak First United Methodist Church for a rally to stop the war in Afghanistan. Money for jobs, not war, is what this is all about. At 5:30, you will walk to City Hall. Just show up at the First United Methodist Church in Royal Oak. Tonight, as well, as from 7 to 8:30, the Sierra Club in the next in their series, No Child Left Inside. And that is, the speaker is going to be Corey Johnston. And it's about making sure your kids get off the couch, get out of the house, and keep moving. And so that's at the Kelly Services Building at 999 West Big Beaver in Troy. Again, I want to remind you that the Oakland County Now is sponsoring a free Love Your Body event, the Media and Body Image, on Wednesday, October 19th. Free refreshments, a 50-50 raffle, a prize raffle. The featured speaker is Amanda Levitt of Love Your Body Detroit. There's going to be a screening of the movie. Lots of fun stuff to do. For more information, OaklandCountyNow@gmail.com. OaklandCountyNow@gmail.com. And don't forget the Community Democrat Spaghetti Dinner with not quite Rick Snyder and not quite John Stewart. And you can get more information at by emailing comdemclub@yahoo.com. That'll do it for us for today. For Anthony and Jeff, I am Tony. I want to thank all of you for what you do off the air. Tony@thetonyshow.org, and as always, be well.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. Still looking at that problem on M14 eastbound at 275. The right lane is blocked. Traffic is backed up to around back 75 southbound from around 12 mile down through 8 mile. We're still looking at some delays there. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, sunny, a high around 73. Tonight, some patchy fog late, mostly clear otherwise, a low around 51. And then Friday, going to be sunny, high in the upper 70s. And that's pretty much the forecast for the entire weekend. Right now, it's fair and 52 degrees at Detroit City Airport. Have a great day, everybody.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us,
like us,
love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter. And add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet, tweet, tweet. Identify.